The tables have turned on the coordinated invasion of Europe by the United Nations New World Order establishment. For a year, the Irish people protested their government peacefully against the madness of an off-the-rails immigration system.
23-year-old Aisling Murphy was a primary school teacher and a talented traditional musician. She was murdered while jogging along the Grand Canal in Tullamore, County Offaly, in January last year, stabbed 11 times in the neck. Today, 33-year-old Yosef Pushka was found guilty of murder after 13 days of evidence and more than 60 witnesses.
I looked across the road and I seen a man in a stabbing motion with a load of children.
Preliminary indications are that a male attacked a number of people on Parnell Square East. 5 casualties have been taken to hospitals in the Dublin region.
In the last 10 years, we are looking at being thrown in our children's faces and they are expected to live with it. Standing here today with my daughter, my niece and my sister, and that could have been her being treated to stab wounds by an unvetted foreigner that was left into our country. If the government doesn't do anything about it, the people are surely going to rise up. They got a taste of it in Dublin last night and they'll get a taste of it in every county of Ireland when this is sorted.
It was fitting that the words of Irish-American John F. Kennedy define the series of events to come with this wisdom. Quote, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Ireland's UFC champion Conor McGregor declared war. McGregor was quickly investigated for hate speech by the New World Order fascists, a media and political death machine installed by the World Economic Forum, barking the now all too familiar demonization of the native people as far-right extremists.
We need to do something about it. We cannot continue ignoring that this is a small minority of far-right movement. It is an organized terrorist group.
No one hates Ireland more than the Irish far-right. They hate bus drivers, librarians, Lewis drivers, teachers. They hate teachers. Women, gays, trans. They loathe trans people. Politicians. Can't stand politicians. Hate working people. Muslims. Jews, the Jewish replacement theory, we see them standing on O'Connell Street and making these outrageous speeches, outrageous anti-Semitic speeches, you know, and they'll happily smash up their own city and loot shops.
Lies upon lies.
3 Irish kids stabbed today and you're even robbing the place. Well, are you all doctors and engineers? There you are, folks. Look who's robbing the clothes. Don't get in my face or crack your jaw wide open.
And then the Irish Parliament weighed in.
These criminals did not do what they did because they love Ireland. They did not do what they did because they wanted to protect Irish people. They did not do it out of any sense of patriotism, however warped. They did so because they're filled with hate.
While it's true that the Irish have known a fair share of oppression, the reality is during that oppression we still maintained our invisibility cloak of white privilege.
That's exactly what we're doing here, is we are restricting freedom, but we're doing it for the common good. You will see throughout our constitution, yes, you have rights, but they are restricted for the common good.
We also need to see a real commitment from government to tackle and target the far right, to ensure intelligence-led policing is tackling and taking them on.
As Keith Woods reported, Irish government ministers are considering proposals to cut welfare of people who took part in the anti-immigration riot. Ironically, the Algerian migrant who stabbed children outside the school hadn't worked in 20 years. And Aisling Murphy's killer, Yosef Pushka, had lived on welfare in Ireland for over 10 years. Meanwhile, Limerick City and County Council member Azad Talukder said that he would like to see those involved in the Dublin riots shot in the head. Spoiler alert to the Irish government. These aren't far-right extremists. These are the Irish people he would like shot in the head.
It's a new Ireland.
It is, though. It is a new Ireland. It's a new Ireland of new, different diversities, multicultural people, Filipinos, Spanish, Africans, mixed people. The whites are going extinct here now, so we're taking over.
There will be no new Ireland. Ireland is for and of the Irish people, and it always will be. John Bowne reporting.
Huge show. Henry Kissinger dead at 100. Stay with us. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, November 30th, 2023 transmission. So about 8:30 Central Time last night, and my phone began to just blow up. And I had it back in the bedroom, and I'd gotten like 15 calls and text messages. Henry Kissinger, the architect of the modern New World Order, dead at 100. We are 340 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 10 seconds out. The most important election in world history. The globalists are out in the open. They've thrown down the gauntlet. They're making all of their tyrannical announcements, from banning the nuclear family to banning eating red meat to taking away your private automobile to your gas range stove to brainwashing your children into pedophilia and sterilization and transgender death cult. Open UN replacement migration to flood the West and turn us into a third world hellhole. It is all out in the open. We have some big guests joining us today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 25 minutes, the one, the only, Roger Stone, who is very close to Richard Nixon and his confidant and has a lot of the inside baseball on Henry Kissinger, will be joining us. Breaking: New World Order architect Henry Kissinger dead at 100. And all these articles in these stacks tie together. Elon Musk tells advertisers, that's globalist companies, that blackmail him over free speech to go F yourself. We also have the mini-me of Fauci. Dr. Peter Hotez says, disease X is coming, is imminent, and it'll be 20 times worse than COVID, and new lockdowns are imminent. And right on time, they're hyping all of these hemorrhagic fevers and the rest of it, and pneumonias, and we're seeing record deaths in the vaccinated, whose immune systems have been erased. So they're claiming it's bacterial pneumonia and it's other mystery viruses that are doing it. An incredible interview with William Shatner, who is a big eugenicist, big globalist. And he said, we must get behind his king, King Charles, and that we're all going to die by 2030 if we do not submit to total world government. The oceans are going to rise. They're always saying that doesn't happen. We're all dead. The sixth great extinction will be here. The great cataclysm is imminent if we do not do everything that the Club of Rome, the WEF, and King Charles say. Meanwhile, the Rothschild family is putting on a big symposium, wants to merger between corporations, government, and AI to, quote, save capitalism and create a universal basic income. We're coming to the end of the old fraudulent monetary fractional reserve banking system and in with something a trillion times. I mean, really, that's an underestimation. I mean, it makes the old corrupt system that picks winners and losers with crony capitalism look like a piece of pie compared to a bottle of cyanide. I mean, this is just unbelievable. More breaking news on the heels of Obama putting a shadow government in before he left in the deep state to target Trump supporters and target Trump. Now a bunch of new documents have come out. Government surveillance program gives law enforcement access to trillions of phone calls and phone records without suspicion of criminality. They're coming after you. DOJ's Jack Smith targets Trump supporters on Twitter, demands list of all users who retweeted, linked, or mentioned President Trump at all so he can be put in a terrorist database. He's using his prosecution to do that. White House goes rogue. Secret surveillance program breaks all the laws. Point is, it's totally criminal. Whistleblower reveals UK, U.S. intelligence agencies plan for global censorship that we've been under and how Obama set it up. It is absolutely insane. Totally illegal, and they're just doing it. And Congress is starting to scratch the surface of it, but they've only, again, hit the tip of the iceberg. We've also got all the economy news and inflation news and so much more today on those fronts. Great investigative journalist and talk show host Elijah Schaefer, who just gets better and better. He's always been really good, but he's been amazing lately. I've invited him on the show to cover the waterfront in the third hour today. We'll open the phones up in the second hour today. But wow, Charlie Munger died 3 days ago. He's big buddies. He was 99. He was going to have a New Year's party with Henry Kissinger in New York, but he wasn't going to make it now because he died. He's the architect of Bill Gates' tax-free money laundering operation with Warren Buffett, top globalist. He died 3 days ago. Henry Kissinger died yesterday, so that party is off. it's all over for them now. We'll be doing a deep dive into Henry Kissinger coming up, as I said. But the really big news is the New World Order is completely out in the open. Everything we told you is now happening. The globalists are keeping their promise to bring in absolute hell. And just my phone rings off the hook, emails, people on the street, they say, my God, it's like the whole world's your show now. Well, no, my broadcast was covering the real world. And people tuned in and said, this is crazy. The UN's not going to come out and call for banning beef. They did it yesterday. And they're already doing it all over Europe. You will kill 10% of your cows this year and 20% next year and get rid of, you know, 80% of them by 2030. They're cutting off the fertilizer. They're cutting off the food. Then organizing third world populations to come in and say white people are bad and have got to be gotten rid of. And we just played earlier, if you just tuned in, a John Bowne report, we'll put it on screen, that showed individual after individual saying we're going to murder the white people, we're going to kill them, we're going to take over, whites are going extinct, they're bad people. And these are government ministers in Ireland. White ministers, black ministers, Arab ministers, Muslim ministers. That is the new left religion. Collapse the third world, then organize it to invade and take over our countries and say there's no place for white people anywhere and that Irish have white privilege and are historically bad, racist, and evil, which isn't true. If the Irish tried to move to Nigeria and take over, you know, the Nigerians would kick them out, rightfully so. So this is just absolutely wild. We're going to be getting to all of that as well. Now, I've got something really powerful for you. And it's a powerful truth, and it's a powerful tool. But really, it's getting out there to a wider audience is not in my hands now. It's in your hands. Just like we did in August, we said they're planning the mask, the fear, the new shots, new viruses, controls. According to our whistleblowers and sources, get ready. And they began to try to roll it out, but the public resisted and said no, so they backed off. But I said, watch. They'll come back in a few months and do it again, but this time they'll go all the way. We caught them with their pants down. Now it's official. UN calls for lockdowns all over the world, calls for return to COVID protocols, absolute fear-mongering. All the UN minions are saying disease X is about to hit. It's going to be 20 times worse. You better submit to the UN and world government carbon taxes as a way to reduce population, or we're going to have to do it the other way, wink, wink. That's what William Shatner and all of them say. Look, you better do what we say. You better let us start reducing population these other ways, or we're going to hit you with viruses. You better give us full control. So we're being held hostage by a global criminal cabal with bioweapons and power outages and open borders and fentanyl and wars and brainwashing with children and inflation and transgenderism and pedophilia, everything to undermine and collapse society, Cloward and Piven at light speed. Cloward and Piven at warp speed. If you're a new listener, don't know what Cloward and Piven is, don't know what ESGs are, don't know what central bank digital currencies are, don't know what the, you better learn real quick because it ain't coming, boys and girls. It's here. Now, the great John Harmon, that's one of the longest serving crew members here, I think he's been here 18, 19 years. There's one person who's been here longer. He's not just our affiliate relations head and the guy that keeps all the satellites and all of our stations and things happy. He does a great job. He's now stepped up. And I remember him 15 years ago making some videos and clips for us I never even asked for. They were always excellent. But he did that Beavis and Butthead piece with real clips from Mike Judge talking about the show. That's really Mike Judge's voice talking about InfoWars and Hank Hill talking about InfoWars and Alex Jones. And you know, that's my buddy, did those voiceovers years ago. He reconstituted that great little Beavis and Butthead piece a few weeks ago that went viral. Well, he's done it again. And as we speak, it's being uploaded. It'll be the top feature video at band.video. It's not there yet. It'll be there in a few minutes. And we're also going to post it at InfoWars.com. I want all of you to get it. Repost it to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. Get it and get it out to everyone you know. So here is a announcement. Here is a message from the New World Order.
Welcome to the New World Order. This new world order will be a new society and features lots of changes. This new society is great for some and not so great for others. In the new world order, you will learn to love to live more modestly. You do not need to own things when you can simply lease them from your loving government-approved companies. We will transform our current pollution-ridden cities to something much more beautiful, and you will love it. Life in the New World Order will be different. In this new perfect world, cash will be illegal. Everyone will be issued a certain amount of global credits, which will be the only way you can buy and sell in the new society. These digital financial credits will also be tied to your social credit scores. Your credit scores will become your digital footprint and will be used to control your travel, what you can buy, where you can live, your energy usage, medical access. Everything you do will be in a government database. This is great. You will be issued more credits if you are good and promote our new system. Citizens will be given less global credits if they ever criticize the New World Order. If you are non-binary, a demented pedophile, can barely think, worship the devil, and help promote the New World Order, you will be greatly rewarded with extra credit each month. Since robots and AI will replace most jobs, you will have more time to play your favorite video games and watch more Netflix. This is so great. In the new society, parents will not be allowed to make decisions for their children. The government will raise your kids. Each child will be assigned a state-sponsored caseworker. These caseworkers will teach your kids that everything is racist, how to be queer or gender fluid, and teach them about all the different sex positions. If you object to your caseworkers teaching techniques, or if you object to the caseworker sleeping with your child, everyone in your family will be docked global credits, and your family could be relocated to a FEMA camp. Resistance is foolish. Meet Stacy. Stacy is one of our best caseworkers. Stacy could be in charge of one of your kids. How great would that be? In this new world order, it's important to follow the rules. Certain websites will be illegal.
Daddy, what is Infowars.com?
Bullcrap.
If you see something, say something. You as a citizen should report your neighbors if they aren't following the new rules. You have the power to make the world better. Caring, reporting, assisting. Progressive, C-R-A-P, which stands for crap. You too can be a piece of crap and will be greatly rewarded. As we see here, this man misgendered a man-lady. The police are dealing with him in the most fitting way. This offender seen here did not recycle his paper straws. If you don't like this, you will be sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Things will get so bad in our society. Your family will be begging for the new world order. You will need the government in order to survive. In this new utopia, if you do not comply with our new laws and regulations, our totally not corrupt federal and local judges will make sure that you are given the proper penalties. Jail, financial ruin, death penalty, anything is possible. As we all adjust to the new normal, it's important to remember that you do not matter. Do not complain about the hyperinflation. Do not complain about the higher taxes. And do not complain about Bill Gates' death panels. This is for the greater good. This is what I call happy making time. Let us all celebrate this new world order. The new world order. Please stay a while. We won't keep you for long. We'll keep you forever.
Forever. Forever. Forever.
Just went live minutes ago. A message from the New World Order, band.video, and it's also at Infowars.com. Now, they won't let you share the URL most places, from band.video or infowars.com. So we have madmaxworld.tv. Go there, and you'll see at the top of the page, it's the featured video. I suggest you share it, because it's not even satire. That's really the plan. No exaggeration. All right, what is the answer? Well, Elon Musk has certainly got the spirit. Disney and Apple and all these incredibly corrupt companies, because Elon Musk has not been censoring enough, have pulled billions of dollars out. Soros and the ADL and the Media Matters groups have openly been manipulating data. It's what they're even saying about Musk. Is it true? And a lot of people say, well, Musk should bring Alex Jones back. Well, that would be too big a symbol of freedom. He'd probably be shot in the head. And I'm not even defending Musk. He has made a lot of good changes. They're definitely after him. He senses and knows their globalist system's going down. Emblematic of that is Charlie Munger and Henry Kissinger both dying in the same week or even half week. But let's go ahead and play a clip of Musk talking to a crowd of journalists at a New York Times symposium yesterday.
Apology tour, if you will. That this had been said online. There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger today.
I hope they stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go fuck yourself.
But
go fuck yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob, if you're in the audience.
Well, let me ask you then.
That's how I feel. Don't advertise.
How do you think then about...
All they are, we have the full interview, we have large clips coming up today after Roger Stone joins us coming up next segment, as we look into just how evil was, now in past tense, Herr Kissinger. But even though Kissinger is one of the top architects of the current world government system we're in, I'd say Brzezinski was really more influential and actually the field marshal. He'd be Napoleon, and Kissinger would be one of his top generals, but not in charge. But Kissinger was more flamboyant. He was better at getting all the credit for himself. It was Zbigniew Brzezinski is the real architect. But this guy's like the foreman. Kissinger was like the foreman for the architect executing it. And so even just a month or so ago, he came out and said, everybody's turning against the neoliberal governments because we're flooding them with illegal aliens. And the illegal aliens, 90%+ are not assimilating. 90% never get a job. And it's designed like that to have a permanent underclass they have. But even Kissinger and the top British ministers over migration, all of them are saying this is wrong while they still flood you. So they politically are acting like, hey, we're against this, when they're the architects of it. Here's the clip of Kissinger.
What a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different cultural and religious and concepts, because it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that.
You know, I was saying that he wasn't the most influential globalist. It was Zbigniew Brzezinski, hands down. But he was a close second, and he controlled the Harvard department that only turned out one master controller for the system each year. And we've had one of the guys that went through the training and covertly didn't let him know he was against him. That's Dr. Francis Boyle on record. And he became the head of the UN prosecution court and the guy that wrote the U.S. biological chemical weapons laws. You know, that guy. We should get him on this week or next week if he can do it to talk about Kissinger, because he had Kissinger's old office at Harvard, knew Kissinger well, and can speak to the mindset of these people that are, quote, into real politic. That means total sociopathic behavior. They fly around on private jets. They have 5, 7, 8 kids. They have a carbon footprint of 10,000 Africans. But you can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car. But that has nothing to do with hurting the earth, folks. And I'm going to do a deep dive on William Shatner and why what he said is so important yesterday. You're all dead if you don't do what we say right now. Of course, you're all dead if you do what they say. So that's coming up next hour. But Kissinger did put out State Department Memorandum 200 in 1972 that amended official U.S. government policy to reduce fertility in the U.S. and the third world by a whole host of issues like so-called vaccines, and the list goes on from there. Poisoned food, it's all listed in Memorandum 200, and that's just the declassified synopsis that came out in the early 90s. So these guys really do mean business. Meanwhile, he wanted to ban you being able to have red meat, but it's on record in the news today that Kissinger was obsessed with Jaeger Schnitzel, which is one of my favorites. I just had some earlier in the week. Way back from Houston, I pulled into a little German restaurant in a little small town. It was spectacular Jaeger Schnitzel. But then he basically ate Jaeger Schnitzel and T-bone steaks and bratwurst, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and lived to 100 years old. And of course, your brain, anybody, and Kissinger talked about this, works better on fat. And so, you know, my dad always talks about that. Essential fatty acids is the best way. Just go with fish oil or krill oil. And I can be totally exhausted, and the coffee's not going to work, and I just bang back some BrainForce Ultra and then take three capsules of krill oil, is even better than fish oil, and it's spectacular within 1 hour. Clarity, total focus. But if you're taking real fish oil or real krill oil, it hasn't been homogenized. It hasn't been boiled. So you will get the fish burps. Side issue, we do sell those products at InfoWarsStore.com. But just a little interesting factoid. By the way, I have store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com, part of Cyber Week. Very rare for us to have store-wide free shipping. It's been going for about a week. It's not going to go that long. Double Patriot points. And X2 is back in stock, up to 60% off on the products like BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're all there. Everybody needs colloidal silver. We've got the best discounted right now. Silver Bullet, stock up now. Buy your Christmas gifts. Keep the broadcast on air. It's a 360 win. Why are you shopping with Amazon? Why not shop at InfoWarsStore.com and get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, or get a signed copy as a fundraiser. And I thank you for your support. We'll come right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us. Well, mainstream media says he's the only member of Nixon's plumbers that was not indicted, but he was a very close confidant of Richard Nixon, particularly after Nixon left the White House, and that's even recognized by the MSM. Of course, a lot of the stories you'll never know because he was a confidant, just like he is of Donald John Trump, and we'll just leave it at that. His wingman is what the New York Times got right back in the 1990s. So he joins us to talk about Henry Kissinger, one of the top architects, really it's Zbigniew Brzezinski, but he was a close second, to the New World Order sociopathic evil system we live in today. And then that segues into Elon Musk saying, go F yourself to the censors. And just now they're trying to roll out new lockdowns and mail-in ballots again. And all the crazy news and information. Then I'm going to hit, when he leaves us next hour, William Shatner saying, do whatever King Charles says or you're all dead. That's a quote. King Charles is now in charge of the whole depopulation operation. We're going to go into that next hour. This is a big deal. And when they cut the resources off, it's global warming. No, it's them cutting the energy and the fertilizer and everything off. I mean, we're going into artificial scarcity, folks. It is so nightmarish. And I'm not trying to scare people. I'm trying to wake you up so we can say not just no, but hell no to this agenda. And all over the world, populists are winning elections. Anti-globalists are winning elections. I'm going to get Roger Stone's take on that. So we'll do probably half this next 25 minutes that we have. I'm going to skip the break coming up on Kissinger. And then I want to just quick bam, 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 bam. They've reinstated the gag order on Trump. So we'll look at that. And there's a lot to cover. But there we are at the RNC in Cleveland in July of 2016. Happy times then. And there we are showing the Richard Nixon tattoo on Roger Stone's back. So, Roger, good to have you here with us, my compadre. Let's do the snapshot here / accelerated deep dive on Herr Kissinger, who just made the jump into hyperspace.
Alex, it's great to be back here at InfoWars. I always feel like I am home. It's funny that you bring up Watergate, because Henry Kissinger, in many ways, was actually the driving force behind Watergate. We'll get to that in a moment. history lets him escape unscathed. But I knew Dr. Kissinger. I met him when I was working for President Nixon. I had much more extensive encounters with him later when I was working for candidate then President Ronald Reagan. Henry Kissinger was brilliant. He was extraordinarily duplicitous. He was power hungry. He was a very skillful bureaucratic infighter. Nixon told me directly that the reason he never destroyed the tapes was because he feared that Henry Kissinger would seek to take credit for Nixon's foreign policy achievements after Nixon's death. I think that is absolutely accurate. When you say what achievements, well, the Strategic Arms Limitation Agreement with the Soviets, the end of the Vietnam War, the opening to China, which I defend, frankly, because at the time that Nixon and Kissinger decided to open the door to China, China was a dirt poor agrarian country with more ox than automobiles. There was no way for Nixon to see that on the advice of Henry Kissinger, many years later, the Bushes and the Clintons would give China most favored nation trading status. And of course, Bill Clinton would actually sell them our top secret missile targeting.
Sure, to be clear, the reason Nixon did it is 90% of the country did not have running water or electricity, but they had nuclear weapons. He could cut off Russia and drive a wedge between them, which was a very wise move.
Precisely what he did. But it's important to understand that at least during the Nixon years, Nixon is the architect of his own foreign policy. Henry is an implementer. After Nixon's death, Henry becomes the toast of the very same media that destroyed Richard Nixon. A lot of things people don't know here. First of all, Henry Kissinger was a paid consultant to the LBJ State Department and one of the major proponents of the escalation of the Vietnam War, despite the fact that there was early evidence that the war was not winnable.
And then later he got a Nobel Prize for a war he then didn't end. So the guy takes credit for things he didn't do.
More precisely, his early patron was Nelson Rockefeller. He was Rockefeller's foreign policy advisor, but when Rockefeller flamed out early in the 1968 presidential campaign, Kissinger began sending brilliant foreign policy memos to Nixon. It was only after Nixon hired Kissinger that Nixon learned that the exact same memos were being sent by Kissinger to Nixon's opponent, Vice President Hubert Humphrey, a Democrat.
So give us the bottom line on Kissinger.
Well, there's a lot here. I mean, first of all, when Nixon learns that the Pentagon Papers, which are really State Department documents that show how the Vietnam War started, how it got out of control, and so on, Nixon was completely unconcerned because all they showed were the mistakes of the Kennedy administration and the Johnson administration. They had no bearing on his administration and his handling of the war. It was Kissinger who went insane. It was Kissinger who demanded the illegal wiretaps of the National Security staff, of White House staff members, and actually members of the press to try to find out who the leaker was. It was Henry Kissinger who drove the break-in at Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist. Ellsberg was the State Department or the NSC official who actually leaked the Pentagon Papers to the media. It was Henry Kissinger who convinced Nixon to have Attorney General John Mitchell sue the New York Times and the Washington Post in an effort to prevent the publication of the Pentagon Papers, which really were not at all damaging to Richard Nixon.
Was Deep Throat really a composite of people, and was Kissinger part of it?
I'm sorry, ask it again. I spoke over you.
Was Kissinger part of Deep Throat? Was Deep Throat a composite or one person?
Deep Throat is General Alexander Haig. Where does he come from? Well, he's a deputy to Henry Kissinger. He is Kissinger's Kissinger, as they say. Excellent documentation of that. So the whole Woodward and Bernstein narrative that Mark Feld of the of the FBI is dethroned is completely and totally false. Great book by Ray Locker, a longtime reporter with USA, called Haig's Coup, in which he overwhelmingly documents that Kissinger and Haig plotted the removal of Richard Nixon, and that Haig is actually a deep throat, the guy leaking to the Washington Post.
And remember when Reagan got shot, Haig said, I'm in command, I'm in control. Remember that?
I did, but there's more to that story. My next book is on the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. I don't want to get sidetracked here because I've got a lot of dirt to dump on Dr. K before we're finished. But here's what we know. John Hinckley Jr. shot from a crouching position in front of Reagan. All five bullets that he shot behind and above. That's just a little teaser. So, and the bullet that hit Reagan, which you can physically see from the expression on his face, hits at the exact same time as Hinckley's bullet hits Press Secretary James Brady in the head. How does one shooter shoot two bullets at the exact same time? Not possible. My next book will reveal who really tried to kill Ronald Reagan and why. I don't want to give away the punchline, but I'd be looking at George H.W. Bush.
No kidding. They had a little certain meeting with the family right before it, with the Hinckleys. Let's continue with Kissinger.
I think it's important to recognize that one of, I think, Nixon's greatest achievements is in the 1973 Yom Kippur War, when very similar to what happened on October 7th, Israel has a complete intelligence breakdown, and there's a surprise attack on Israel by the Egyptians and the Syrians. The Israelis are caught short. They're literally with their backs against the sea and completely out of ammunition. Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir sends out an emergency message to President Nixon asking for an airlift of $36 million of lethal aid. Kissinger is adamantly, vehemently opposed. So is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moorer. So is the State Department. So is the entire national security apparatus. Kissinger's argument to Nixon is it might provoke the Russians. Nixon says, I don't care if it provokes the Russians. An ally is under attack. It's the only democracy in the region. I will stand with Israel. Nixon then gives the order for the airlift. But Kissinger decides to try to wait him out, hoping that Nixon will change his mind. Late the following afternoon, Nixon says, well, have the Israelis received the lethal aid? And Kissinger says, no, Mr. President, we have not sent it yet. We don't know what kind of plane to use. Nixon calls Admiral Moorer. This is one of the Watergate tapes they never play. And basically says, I'll tell you what plane to send. Anything that flies. If that aid is not on its way to Israel in the next 2 hours, I'm coming over to the Pentagon and putting my foot up your ass. This can be found. The media will never play this. So Kissinger really tried to undermine Israel. Richard Nixon, despite what he may have said in the White House tapes in terms of derogatory comments about Jews, Richard Nixon systematically saved Israel from annihilation in 1973 over the objections of Kissinger.
Continuing on Kissinger.
Well, I think it's most important to focus on Kissinger after the Nixon years. So he and Haig are deeply involved in the efforts to remove Kissinger. Kissinger remains a Secretary of State under Gerald Ford. In 1980, Ronald Reagan, who's not a neocon, Reagan, who kind of pivots to the old Eisenhower peace through strength foreign policy theory, wins the Republican presidential nomination. Kissinger tries to persuade Reagan to take former President Gerald Ford as his running mate, with the understanding that there would be a division of responsibilities, and while Reagan would have control of domestic policy, Ford, meaning Kissinger, would have control of foreign policy. Reagan very wisely turns this down. I was actually with Reagan then Governor Reagan running for president in Greenwich, Connecticut, at the home of Lee and Alice Hanley, two great patriots who had the courage to head the Reagan campaign in Greenwich, Connecticut, hometown of the Bushes. And Henry Kissinger wanted a secret meeting with Governor Reagan to start promoting this Ford vice presidential nonsense. I was told to put it on the schedule. I was also told not to leak it. I put it on the schedule, but what can I tell you, Alex? Somehow the press found out all about it, and Kissinger ran to his car like a scalded dog.
So bottom line, from all my research, Zbigniew Brzezinski was really the architect of so much of the New World Order. Kissinger was just a good self-promoter. Who did he really work for? We know he was deep into deals with China, working against America in later decades.
I think almost immediately after he loses government service, he becomes a paid agent of the Chinese. He is a paid agent of Communist China. Kissinger and associates, pretty sure, files a Foreign Agent Registration Act. He is Deng Xiaoping and later Xi's man in Washington and in the United States. So Kissinger is not America first. Kissinger is Communist China first. It is in that role that Kissinger contacted President Trump to try to persuade Trump to extradite Miles Guo, a Chinese dissident, which Trump declined to do. Kissinger is most definitely aligned with the Chinese, although he's not averse to taking a few bucks from the Russians either. So this idea that he was a great statesman, the truth of the matter is he was the driving force behind Watergate. Not that he planned the break-in, obviously, but it was the mentality that he fostered.
Well, let me ask you a selfish question, because this is the only time I ever had anybody say it in front of a crew member, because I've had meetings with globalists and Bilderberg members and people, and, you know, I've heard what they have to say, and then it's an off-record discussion. Probably had meetings with the top executives of companies, I mean, you name it. Roger Ailes tried to get me to go to a show on Fox, but wanted to control me. I mean, all that stuff, and that wasn't secret, so I talked about that, but I had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, like 15, 16 years ago, I guess longer, 70 years ago, in front of John Harmon, who was the main producer of the show at the time, because it was, you know, right there on speakerphone, saying, hey, we want to hire you. Come here, work with us. We want you to come to New York, meet Henry Kissinger. You're going to love it. And I told him, screw off, and he laughed at me and thought it was ridiculous. What do you think Henry Kissinger wanted to do with me? Or do they just reach out and try to buy off anybody influential?
I think this is a classic Mockingbird media strategy. You know, as Alex Jones is emerging and getting a bigger and bigger, more influential audience, maybe we can buy Alex Jones. What they don't understand, but I understand, is nobody controls Alex Jones. Alex Jones is not buyable. As you know, the Russians approached me in the 1980s when I was working for Reagan, seeking to get me to become an agent, offering me money, women, a life of luxury. I went right to the FBI and reported it. This is the way these authoritarian operations work. And Dr. Henry Kissinger, he was China's man here right up until the day he died.
What does it signify that he just met a few months ago with Xi Jinping? They were betting a lot on him. Charlie Munger's another operative of Xi Jinping. He died a few days before. He's supposed to have a party for his birthday on New Year's with Kissinger in New York. Looks like the party's off, Roger.
Well, it doesn't matter, Alex. You and I were probably not invited.
All right. Anything else on Kissinger? Because I got a bunch of other questions.
I think we've revealed the real Henry Kissinger. Brilliant, yes, but extraordinarily duplicitous. Henry Kissinger's great tactic was with Nixon was to threaten to resign. He threatened to resign if he couldn't get his way on anything. And if you look at both the memoirs of Richard Nixon and the memoirs of his chief of staff, H.R. Bob Haldeman, Nixon's handling of this was to laugh in his face and say, okay, Henry, there's the door. There's the door right over there.
Well, I got to tell you, it's just because even to the left, he was such a demon, and he did win a peace prize like Obama for being a warmonger. But just to me, researching the actual controllers, it doesn't, like you said, Nixon was in charge of policy, so why did Kissinger become this image of the New World Order?
Well, I think that largely happens after Nixon leaves office. In other words, first Kissinger escapes Watergate completely unscathed, which is very hard to believe because you can listen to the Watergate tapes. He is the one stoking Nixon's paranoia. No president will be able to secretly conduct foreign policy unless we nail those who leak the Pentagon Papers. Wrong. Additionally, I think Kissinger, having this relationship with the Chinese, now seeks to profit from it. Kissinger became extraordinarily wealthy. Prior to that, he'd been essentially a government bureaucrat. And here's where they diverge. Here's particularly where Reagan and Kissinger could not get along. Kissinger believed that the rise of both Russia and China was inevitable and that America's best days as world power were over. And that we had
Which, to by the way, is the view of the Rothschilds and the CFR and the Anglo-American rulers. Yeah, I mean, they're all the Chinese century. America's done. Obama pushed that.
Yeah. And Kissinger is a complete progenitor of that view. Ronald Reagan did not share that view. What did they ask him about the Cold War? What's your strategy, Mr. President? He says, it's very simple. We win, they lose, which is why Kissinger was unable to affect foreign policy.
And then we see that reflected in Trump, but even more amplified, where Trump says, we're open for business. The whole world goes, we want to be there. And in 1 year, we go from energy importer, number one exporter, number one producer in the world. Trillions flow back in. Jobs are everywhere because they're artificially shutting America down because they're middlemen that Trump talked about, Kissinger and others, making sure the only jobs are in China.
It is interesting. President Trump said to me on one occasion right after he'd seen Kissinger, he said, do you know Henry Kissinger? And I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, man, the guy has the worst breath of anyone I've ever met.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, in the time we have here, what do you make of Elon Musk there at the New York Times when they said, hey, the advertisers are leaving that run slave camps, Apple, you name it. And he said, if they're trying to blackmail me, they can go F themselves. That's the spirit we need to see more of, is calling the bluff of the dinosaur media and these big corporations that are swimming against the tide here, that are running against the wind.
Well, I think it's important that people understand what's afoot here. Prior to Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, which became X, they really did have a monopoly control essentially on all social media. By the way, there's a Roger Stone up on Facebook today. Don't follow him, folks. He's not me. I've asked them four times to take it down. They won't. There's a Roger Stone over at YouTube, too, official Roger Stone. Guess what? That's not me either. They ignore my requests to take it down. I myself am banned from those platforms.
By the way, and let me explain why that's important. When they take you off, you don't just get censored. Other people can take your identity.
That's exactly right. And I think that's the idea. So I saw that on YouTube, official Roger Stone is verified. Definitely not me. I never verified it. And whoever created it in 2017, Alex, started putting up Russian language videos. Isn't that interesting? Look, here's the larger point.
Which and then they'll use that at the FBI and CIA to keep you and I, which I know they do, in this foreign intelligence operative situation, the shadow government that Obama, that we'll talk about in a minute, is now confirmed to have set up. So they go out and set things up, link us to Russia, then persecute us and use CIA resources, lawfare, and the whole system that just got leaked yesterday against us. That's why they do that. They literally go into Congress in closed doors and go, look, he runs a Russian thing, or Jones runs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, they could post something in your name that you didn't say at all and pretend that it's you. And I think that is the point. But what's much more dangerous right now, particularly because of Elon Musk's freeing the Twitter space for a much broader array of voices, the Biden administration is going to the FCC. And they now are going to have the FCC for the first time ever, for the first time in 40 years since the inception of the Internet. They're going to censor the Internet in the name of equity at the source. So they no longer have to lean on Facebook or Instagram or X or TikTok. They can actually decide who gets to speak.
But let's slow down. We'll pull up the articles, put them on screen. Let's go slowly. This is a big deal.
Yeah, the FCC voted for new regulations put forward by the Biden administration that for the first time ever will allow them to censor content on the internet. In other words, they'll be able to decide essentially, Alex, whether you or I or some other patriot can have a URL. So not satisfied to control the social media places, which they manipulated extensively before the last election, and which they intend to try to manipulate before the next election, they are going to a higher level. So for the first time, they will be able to control all content. This is unconstitutional without any question. The Supreme Court has already ruled in a number of net neutrality cases that would indicate that this is unconstitutional. But there's two problems with that. First of all, the Supreme Court cannot be counted on. We see that in the whole issue of election integrity. And secondarily, they move.
Hold on, Roger. I only had you on for 30 minutes. I don't know your schedule. Can you do 15 more minutes?
Yes, we can do 15 more
minutes. All right. StoneZone.com. We're going to go to break and back with him. And I need to plug here because we've got Cyber Week going, fraud free shipping, double Patriot points, X2, the only deep earth crystal iodine that absorbs straight into your body. Nobody else has got it. It's back in stock. Folks, everybody needs to get that. My new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed copy. That's a fundraiser. Keeps us on air. I want to thank those that have done it. I want to tell folks that have it, please get a signed copy or an unsigned copy. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. We cannot do this without you. Plus, these are game-changing products. Up to 60% off right now. Biggest sell of the year. Infowarsstore.com. Turbo Force and Brain Force, two different great nootropics. Brain Boosters are both 60% off. There's so many other specials right now. But X2 is back, but it's selling out fast. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Roger Stone with more critical intel straight ahead. Stay with us. I remember first interviewing Roger Stone. I'd met him and knew him from JFK assassination events in Dallas years before that. But the first time I had him on, like 2015 or something, we were getting into, he just remembered it, I remembered it too, how Obama was setting up Pentagon programs to spy and censor on Americans. Now we know that's the shadow government. That's how they've done it. Some stations join us next segment. So we'll get into that then. But first, he wanted to hit this. And how crazy is this? Mainstream news, Jack Smith using his investigation. We know it's a parallel construction. They already have the database. They already did it. They know it's coming out. To say, to order Twitter, which is totally unconstitutional, give us all communications. They're coming after you. Biden's DOJ targets Trump supporters on Twitter, demands a list of all users who retweeted, liked, or mentioned President Trump's Twitter account. I mean, you talk about dragnets. You talk about abuse of power. I mean, this is just wild, Roger Stone.
Ordinary, Alex. I'm not even sure what you would do. They want to know everybody who reposted or retweeted Trump's postings. They want to know everybody who followed him. What legitimate purpose could this possibly have?
Intimidation.
Yeah, it is. Look, they're cranking up to do the exact same thing again. I think we know that. I also note that yesterday the judge in D.C. Denied a motion by Trump's lawyers to have turned over all the information regarding January 6th and what government actors or foreign actors were present or involved that day. The judge denied that. This was reminiscent of when the judge in my case denied a motion by my attorneys to use expert witnesses and forensic evidence to prove that the Democratic National Committee had never been the target of an online hack by the Russians or anyone else, which was the underlying premise, of course, of my fabricated indictment. So Donald Trump cannot count on the Constitution or a free trial, a fair trial. And we already see key pieces of evidence that he is entitled to under the law for his defense being denied to him.
But Jack Smith telling Twitter, it's mainstream news, give me anyone that ever said something nice about Trump. What the hell is that? Clearly an attempt at intimidation, but also a dragnet for the social credit score. In Ireland, they're saying, anybody criticizing that Muslims keep stabbing little kids to death, one of their specialties, will have any government benefits, Social Security, welfare, anything taken. They have a National Health Service. I mean, we're here. This is crazy.
Well, Jack Posobiec pointed out to me yesterday in Ireland, if you have a meme that is anti-illegal immigration, that the government doesn't like, you can be arrested. You can be arrested. I'm really enjoying Conor McGregor stepping up very courageously, speaking out against this. Alex, hope you'll try to get him on the show. They're threatening to arrest him. They're threatening to prosecute him because he's standing up to the traditional values of Ireland. It's very hard to fathom.
Every country's having the same takeover happen. But I got to say this, Roger, 1 minute to break. We'll come back and hit all the big news. But this is all desperate actions. Yeah, it's hard for us at the tip of the spear. We're under incredible attack. But the whole globalist system is in a lot of trouble. Look at all the populace getting elected everywhere. I want to talk about that when we come back, too. But just 45 seconds on that.
Yeah, I think we should definitely talk about Argentina. Javier Milei is a friend of mine. He is a breath of fresh air. I mean, he's Trump times 10. This guy is the real deal. He's blunt. He's a patriot. He's an anti-globalist. You know why he got elected, Alex? They have paper ballots, 100% paper ballots, and they count them all in one day.
By the way, which they just had the reform 2 years ago. So the first time they have paper ballots, the communists are out.
Now, that's not to say that there is no vote stealing, but Malay's people had an excellent election day poll watching operation, and it prevented the theft of another.
Well, let's get into the global awakening and Javier Milei that you know well first, and then we'll get into all the censorship and more and Trump and the insanity with Roger Stone. Stay with us. The live show headline for InfoWars.com says it all. Must watch Thursday broadcast now to hour number two. New World Order architect Kissinger dead at 100. Musk tells globalists to F off. William Shatner says prepare to die. Alex Jones breaks it all down with Roger Stone right now. He'll be leaving us in about 10, 15 minutes. And then I'm going to plow into everything I haven't hit yet. And I've just begun. I've only covered 4 or 5 stacks. I've got all of this. Elijah Schaefer, great investigative journalist, is going to be joining us. In the third hour, we'll continue on into the fourth hour. Roger, you know Javier Milei. I think he's a great guy. The whole system's after him. But they just, as you know, a few years ago, got rid of the electronic voting machines, got paper ballots, which aren't perfect, but are way better. And magically, he wins. And we also have El Salvador with a patriot in. Whether you look at Sweden or Greece, or the Netherlands, or Italy, or New Zealand. I've looked at the numbers. About 80% of regional elections around the world are going to anti-globalist, and around 65, 70% are going at the presidential or the ministerial prime minister level. That has got to scare the hell out of the New World Order. Give me your million-foot view, then let's zoom in to 10,000 feet with Javier Milei and Argentina.
No, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter how many times the corporate, corrupt legacy media tells people things are going great in their everyday lives. They know that's not true. They know their neighborhoods are no longer safe. They know that the cost of gasoline is out of sight. They know when they go to the grocery store that half the shelves are empty. They know that what is in the grocery store they can't really afford anymore because of the ravages of inflation. They can look outside and see homeless people in the streets, but they know we're shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine. They've now recently learned that we had numerous opportunities to negotiate a peaceful settlement and stop the killing, but it was all vetoed, not by the Russians, not by the Ukrainians, but by the Biden State Department and NATO. So I have no doubt whatsoever that in America, as in Argentina, there's an absolute majority of citizens who are fed up and are ready to return to our constitutional roots. They're not buying the agenda of the World Economic Forum and the globalists. The question is, can the United States, like Argentina, have a free, fair, honest, transparent election? And to what extent will the election interference at all levels, state and federal, play a role in the outcome of the new election? The Democrats, which is really the globalists, the Democrats and their handmaidens in the mainstream media, Alex, they're apoplectic about this most recent round of polls, whether it's the New York Times Siena College poll, whether it is the Bloomberg Morning Consult poll, whether it is the Big Data poll, whether it's the NBC poll. Despite all of the crap that they've tried to dump on Donald Trump, He is leading not only overwhelmingly for the Republican nomination, because that contest is essentially over, but he's leading Joe Biden nationally and in the swing states. If this election were held tomorrow, and if it was honest, Donald Trump would be returned to the White House. They are apoplectic about this. Their first instinct is, well, we got to replace Joe Biden because Joe can't make it. Between Joe's inability to deliver, you know, a line, his tendency to continually fall down, his seeming to not know where he is, I actually feel bad for the guy. I think this is elder abuse.
Sure. So how do they replace him with Newsom or Big Mike?
I still think that their big problem is Vice Presidential Kamala Harris. This is a problem of their own construction. Biden selected her to satisfy a key constituency in his party, but she's next in line by any traditional political measure. How do you bypass a sitting vice president who, even though she doesn't have dementia, makes even less sense than Joe Biden? She's next in line. You can't just push her aside.
Yeah, she's clearly on Xanax, though. I mean, it's not just foibles or not just gaffes. Any speech you watch, she's a babbling moron.
Well, I would actually argue that she may not make a great public appearance, but she's much smarter than you think she is, because somehow she came from being Willie Brown's side piece to being Attorney General and U.S. Senator from California. And she's not going to go gently into that night. She knows that she's theoretically next up if Joe doesn't run. And the Democrats know that that is a potential disaster. So I think there's internecine warfare going on right now inside the Democratic Party. I would love to have been a fly on the wall at Rosalynn Carter's funeral, where, by the way, Melania Trump, one of the most gracious, beautiful, cultured, decent women I've known since 1988, wore a somber gray coat over a black dress and was shellacked by the media when she went to Rosalynn Carter's funeral. By the way, Rosalynn Carter wore a brown and white checked top coat when she went to Richard Nixon's funeral, and nobody said anything. So, but you can imagine what that was like, because Biden was there with Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and they are the de facto controllers of the Democratic Party. In the end, it's Barack Obama who will decide whether Joe Biden stays or goes. Now, I don't think that there's any possibility that Biden will resign, because he's not going to give up the authority to pardon himself and his brother and his son and the many members of the Biden crime family. But that doesn't mean that he cannot be persuaded not to run again. And at that point, I still believe and continue to believe that the party drafts Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom, who has his big audition tonight for vice president on Fox in his debate with the governor of Florida, gets to be vice president, but only if he pays heavily for it by raising hundreds of millions of campaign funds, which he most definitely can do. In their party, I'm sorry, you cannot replace a sitting woman of color who is next in line with a white male. It just won't fly in their party.
Well, we're certainly going to find out. You're usually right. In fact, you're almost always right, Roger. In closing, I want to go back to what we were just mentioning. Jack Smith going after every Trump supporter on Twitter, wanting their names, all their information. I mean, this is beyond 1984. And then these new documents that just got released that confirm Obama had a shadow government with U.S. intelligence agencies spying on and censoring for the express aim of stopping Donald Trump being reelected. I mean, this is just so amazing. Where are the congressional hearings? I mean, I guess we're about to see those, because, as you said, they're trying to get the COVID hysteria going and the fear going, and they're trying, and it's not really working. They want mail-in ballots again, so that's kind of the left-hand track. But the right-hand assault, the main assault, is the same thing we saw the last few elections, of manipulating the internet, blocking stories they don't like. You know, the same playbook.
Yeah, as a very, very smart guy I know in Texas told me, it's an information war. That's really the truth. And censorship is a key element of pulling off what they pulled off on 2020. One of the main reasons why Trump was able to win in 2016, most improbably, was because he had a level playing field. They never saw him coming. And he mastered social media, and that was the perfect platform from which to launch the counterattacks on him. They denied that to him in 2020. I told him in 2017 they would do that. He didn't believe it. They did it in 2020. I think he will fight them tooth and nail so it does not happen again in 2024.
Well, that's right. You said this a few years ago. Trump wasn't planning to run again, but they messed with him and threatened him and attacked him so much, and he then saw how America was being destroyed. You told me privately that, well, it looks like he's going to do it. And you said, but don't tell anybody. 6 months before he even started saying he was, I'm giving some inside baseball, but it's okay now. It's in hindsight to show how accurate you were. And so they drafted him by intimidating and trying to threaten him or trying to intimidate him. And now, as you said, this is a new Trump. He's totally wise now. He knows about the deep state. And they say that, oh, my God, we're all going to jail. Well, yeah, not because you're the political opposition, but because you've engaged in treason and you're never going to stop trying to stop us from saving the country and the world until you do go to prison. You're the ones that censored. You're the ones that targeted people with lawfare and fake criminal charges. You're the ones that did everything you now claim Trump is going to do. Well, he better do it, not out of vengeance, but out of justice, Roger.
Yeah, it's classic Alinsky-ism, Alex. I don't need to tell you. You have people like Joe Scarborough and his sidekick Minka and the odious Mendy Hassan and others. Oh, my God. Trump is going to weaponize the criminal justice system to go after his political opponents. Trump is going to use the military and law enforcement to attack those who seek to protest. Trump is going to set up concentration camps. They are blurting out in public exactly what they are doing today. And they have no self-awareness whatsoever, or who knows, perhaps they do. Everything they accuse Trump of planning to do when he returns is exactly what they are doing today.
Well, he said 2 months ago, I'm not going to prosecute Hillary. I'm going to move on when I get elected. And his own base got mad. I actually disagree with that. No, Hillary's committed a bunch of crimes. He should go after her because it deserves it. And this whole deep state needs to be prosecuted. And so we need to just be honest. And now he is saying, no, I am going to prosecute all of you. You want it, you got it. And that's got to be shaking them to their core, because the more indictments they give and the more show trials and the more juryless trials, the more people go, what the hell is this?
I think that you are absolutely right there. They're in an apoplectic state. And I must tell you, Trump, the guy is... he's really Superman. I mean, his mood is excellent. He is strong. He's resolved. He's determined. He's a little angry, but this idea that he's unhinged is completely false. He is very determined, and he's extraordinarily confident that he's going to win the next election.
He's focused. He's focused. He has the eye of the tiger. And last question. I'm sure you saw MSNBC, CNN, because you're a news hound like I am, the original publications, the Business Insider, saying, what happens if Trump dies before the election? They're now floating that as a kind of a threat or kind of an idea of what they want to do. I mean, I think Trump needs to understand, like Tucker Carlson keeps warning him, on this trajectory, everything fails. What's the last thing you do as a political opposition when you're losing, but you're in control of the intelligence agencies and law enforcement? Well, you try to kill the champion of the people. So I know we don't want to bring this up, but they're bringing it up. They're the ones making the threats. That's what keeps me up at night, is them killing Trump and then the aftermath of that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they've used the occasion of the 60th anniversary of the murder of John Kennedy, the revelations by this 88-year-old former Secret Service agent, Paul Landis, plus this shocking new documentary actually reviewed in the New York Times what the Parkland doctors saw. They're using all that media coverage plus this new narrative, what happens if Trump dies, to try to normalize people to the idea that that's a possibility. Every single night when I say my prayers, I pray for the safety of Donald Trump. Every Sunday at church, I light a candle for him. He is our last best hope to save this country and Western civilization. Believe me, he is equal to the task. I've never seen him stronger and more determined, and I've known him for 45 years.
Well, I hate to use messianic parallels, but I'm not saying he's Jesus, to be 100% clear. I'm saying ripples of history repeating. I don't want Trump to be killed, but if they murdered Trump, that would only make our movement 10 times stronger. Are they that crazy, Roger?
You know, I they seem to be unaware of the fact that just trying to lock him up in the because of all these fabricated crimes has turbocharged his campaign and turbocharged his movement. Every week there's new information out of Georgia, out of Michigan, court cases that have survived, documenting the epic fraud that the media insists to us did not take place in the 2020 election. That is also fueling Americans to wake up. If you look at the polling, it's amazing how many times and places the people are not buying the mainstream media narrative that they're trying to shove down their throats. So journalists can mock you. I saw Bill Maher trying to mock Oliver Stone over the idea that there was fraud in the last election, and he spits it out. It was rejected by Sixth Street Court. No, it was not, Bill. Sorry. It wasn't heard by Sixth Street.
And now I should ask that. Now that courts are looking at it, federal and state courts are finding fraud and saying the machines are a fraud and saying illegals voted and saying there were scams.
I think this just builds to a crescendo and aids in the inevitable comeback of Donald Trump.
No, I totally agree. But are they smart enough to back down at this point? Because they're boxed in. They're in checkmate right now.
I'm not going to speculate about what they might do other than to say the same forces who killed John Kennedy, the same forces who removed Richard Nixon in a silent coup, the same forces who tried to remove Ronald Reagan in the Iran-Contra matter, the same forces who propped up the Russian collusion hoax and two completely phony impeachments, they're capable of just about anything. I put my faith in this case in the hands of Jesus Christ.
I agree. Now it's time to pray. In closing, and I appreciate you staying longer, and I had a lot of news hit, folks. Stay with us. Roger, you and I have been in the arena together. Nobody else has been attacked more than us other than Trump, and he's on a whole other level. And we're tough, I know, but it's incredible. It's only the listeners that have kept us on air. But you are a great example, and so is InfoWars. And that means our supporters get the credit. This is about you, folks, that we're still here. And the enemy sees if they can take down Mike Lindell. And people laugh at him because he's goofy and funny, but he's a beautiful guy, does great work, reached tens of millions of people. They could take down Trump. They could take down Roger Stone, take down Alex Jones, take down Tucker Carlson. They believe they can win. Take down Russell Brand. It now came out the CIA and FBI with MI6 were working to set up Russell Brand, and Obama had him being spied on. That's who runs things. 3 years ago. So Russell said, hey, I'm being targeted. I didn't do these things. Turns out it's the CIA and MI6. That was in the New York Post, and I mean, just yesterday. So now the public gets, hey, Roger Stone and Alex Jones are really up against the deep state. Okay? We're only still here. That's why we're so thankful to you, because we want to fight. We don't want to back down. We're men. We're strong. But we understand the gas in our tank is you, and the eyes and ears is you. So you're everything, folks. And so that's why seeing Roger's show, it's been big for long, explode all over the place, seeing it everywhere, knowing how successful Roger is despite all the persecution, and the fact he didn't back down is beautiful, and it's a testament to his perseverance and his will. But again, without your support, doesn't matter how much will or perseverance he's got, he can do nothing without you. So Roger, people find you at StoneZone.com for all the great work you're doing, your books, your films, your work, StoneZone.com. Thank you so much, Roger Stone.
Alex, great to be with you, and have a blessed and great weekend. God bless you.
You too. It's good to be associated with real men like him. That's the company I want to keep, folks. Not a bunch of cowards, not a bunch of losers, not a bunch of globalist scum on the payroll of the Chi-Coms. I'm on the payroll of America and freedom and my ancestors that founded this damn country and founded Texas. And I'm not going to sell my birthright out for nothing, including I'll take a bullet in the head for truth. And let me tell you, if more people just have that attitude, we wouldn't be in this incredible tyranny today. But because we became a nation of cowards that would take money from anybody that would give it to us to sell out our morals, we lost everything. But the majority of Americans aren't for sale, and they're waking up to what's happening, and we're going to save this country. I want to thank Roger Stone for coming on. We're now going to get back into all the news and information that I have not hit. And let me talk about this. Let me talk about this right now. I don't want to sit here and spend an hour boring all of you because I get countless family phone calls and friends and neighbors and, hey, talk about the bankruptcy. Talk about how you're on every Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, every damn show, the local newspaper. And my wife's family calls from Omaha. Hey, he's in the front page of the paper. Look, we've got bigger fish to fry than what's happening to Alex Jones, okay? Quite frankly. As long as you support us, we're going to stay on air. And everything they do is to make it look like it's insurmountable. None of it is real. You remember the headlines the last year and a half in this bankruptcy. Jones has $400 million hidden. He's going to prison. None of that was true. Not 1% of it. The filings they put in had no reflection on reality in any way. They're allowed to do that and commit crime in federal court because they're the anointed CIA. That's who runs this. That's who's running this, the CIA. And the judges are all scared. Everybody just follows their orders and salutes. Yes, sir, CIA. Yes, sir, CIA. But it doesn't matter because nothing they said was true. And that's why you don't hear any of those lies anymore. So when you see a headline, you have to understand maybe 1% of it's true. There'll be one little piece in a whole giant New York Times story or a Bloomberg article, and all the rest of it's pure crap, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute, total horse manure. To make you think, A, I'm going to be shut down, or A, I'm like Scrooge McDuck swimming in a vault of gold and diamonds and rubies. None of that's true. So I'm not going to spend time on this. I got a lot of news to hit when we come back, but I'll just give you this because I've had a lot of requests. But everybody's not tuned in at once, so it's pointless to even do this. In fact, it's even pointless to explain it. Look, we're in Chapter 11, Subchapter 5 for free speech. The judge has said, knock on wood, it's going through. And then we'll go on with the appeals for years. And then if we lose the appeals with these kangaroo courts, then some of the profit from this place will go to them. Okay, I don't even care about that. All right, so nothing else you see is real. They told you a year and a half ago he'll be shut down in a month. He owes $1 billion plus, billion, you know, we want $2.75 trillion. That was all just meant to make you think. Jones owes $2.75 trillion or $2.76 trillion. I'm not joking. Pull it up. That was another fake Bloomberg headline. They asked for that. They thought, well, that'll make us even sound bigger. We want $2.67 trillion or whatever it was. Just type in Sandy Hook families, the families, ask for as if I have $1 million. It's preposterous. But it's all just a system out of gas. Oh, two men can have a baby. Alex Jones owes $2 trillion, the GDP of India, with $1.5 billion people. Now, there it is. Sandy Hook families suggest. Oh, that's not even the real headline. Bloomberg said they asked for 2.75. See, the number's so high, I said 2.65. It sounds like I exaggerate. It's 2.75 trillion. I mean, it's all just little kids pretending. But that's what you get with the government agencies, folks. They think, you know, it's like Wizard of Oz. And he goes, I am the great and powerful Oz. Yeah! And then like Toto goes and pulls the curtain back. It's a little old man. That's what it is. And that's all it is. So, we're not going off the air unless you believe we're going off the air and you don't buy products at InfoWarsStore.com that are already incredible that you already need. If you don't go get the fundraiser signed book or unsigned book, if you don't get X2, which you really need, it's incredible. If you don't get the high-quality toothpaste, if you don't get the colloidal silver you need, Silver Bullet, if you don't get all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, well, then, yeah, you'll decide to shut us down, not them. Just pull the curtain back, man. It's a fraud. It's a joke. These people are a joke. We'll be right back.
All kids lie. Even your beloved little Dylan, he lies, okay? But they lie in a very specific way. So you come down for breakfast, you open the cabinet, and like half the Oreos are gone. And you say, Dylan, did you eat an Oreo? And he's like, no. You ate an Oreo, didn't you? Yeah, just one. Dylan, there are 12 Oreos gone. Well, maybe two. You get it. He's lying. He knows he's lying. He's ashamed of what he did. He's trying to hide it. You caught him. He's doubly ashamed you caught him. And so he's trying to hedge a little bit. Well, it's not as bad as you think. Not that bad. I personally ate two. I didn't eat 12. And instead of, you know, smacking him and saying, you liar, you get it, right? If Dylan worked in the Biden administration, he would stare right in your eyes and smile and say, I didn't eat any Oreos. You did. You ate the Oreos. You ate the Oreos. And he would be so calm and unperturbed and so certain of your guilt that in your mind you would think, did I eat the Oreos? Maybe I did. Maybe I sleptwalked.
All right, I want to make one more point that I was making just about my mindset, because I think it is the mindset to beat the enemy. It's what they fear. I've been through a lot. It's experience, not me individually, that even came up with this. My identity is standing up for freedom, and my identity is not selling out these people. So I'm never in danger of selling out. Not because I'm the best person in the world, but because I physically, spiritually cannot do it. In fact, I'm mad at myself all the time that I'm not harder working and don't have more energy and can't contribute more in the fight, because my soul and my very cells are happy when I'm fighting tyranny. And I look at people out there scared of the system or what it's going to say or what it's going to do, and I agree with Elon Musk. Got to tell the system, F you. You're not going to bully me. You're not going to own me. You're not going to run me. And that's the attitude that creates incredible freedom and the real choices we've got. Now, I want to hit some really dangerous news here, folks. And I want listeners to listen to me, because I'm my biggest problem. I'll have these crystallized thoughts that I know are absolutely right and that will explain everything to people from deep research and experience. And then I listen to rebroadcast sometime, and I never get to all of it. And that's because I try to get to too many details instead of just making the big statement open-ended. And then from there, going through all the evidence. I tend to try to put on the evidence and then just make a quick summation at the end. No, you should say what I'm about to present, and then we should walk through it. But I've made a real deep dive study of the New World Order and history and different elites and how they operate and what they want and what they're doing. And here's what it comes down to. There are fabulous technologies available right now, and a lot of things that are being suppressed that are seen as disruptive technologies by the establishment that they don't want the general public to have, because it will free up civilization even more and we'll be able to do even more incredible things, and then they won't control the future. So very selfishly, the ruling establishment that got where they are, almost all of them through fraud, through fractional reserve banking, through the issuance of currency and credit, they're able to buy up all the inventors, all the thinkers, all the culture, all the ideas. They're threatened by Renaissance. They're threatened by dynamic societies, because those will give rise to individuals and ideas and groups that will supplant the current ruling class, which you need to supplant ruling classes. Even if they got there through hard work, it's time to move over every few generations and there's new blood. That's the essence of innovation. That's the essence of freedom. It's why God put an expiration date on all of us, so you can move on to the next level that you've chosen, and so others have a chance at the wheel. So here's what I'm trying to get at. The very selfish, cold-blooded decision has been made by less than 20 families to dumb people down, to turn us against each other, to poison us and make us so toxic and so stunned that we will then accept being depopulated by 90%. And there's arguments that look at people laying around and all the corruption, all the problems. The point is they're making it as bad as possible to make sure the bad outcome happens. And then when you study the ruling families, they are the most degenerate, out of control, crazy people. Most of their children end up in mental institutions or commit suicide or go against their own biology. It's epidemic in the ruling class to cut their penises off and all the rest of it. And women cut their breasts off, their uteruses off. I mean, this is a hellraiser cult. And they so loathe themselves at a deep subconscious level that They're projecting their hatred of themselves upon us. And they're not fulfilled because they're not standing up for the species. But they're totally committed. So 20 plus million people are dead from the shots. The Navy just released an official document that was secret. It's been leaked, but they confirm it's real, that there's a 900+% increase in heart failure in the Navy, and similar numbers in the other branches of the military. That's something the Russians or Chi-Coms could never do. And so I understand to like say that. It just sounds so horrible and so unreal. What do you do about it? Well, you first admit they're doing it so you don't take the shots again. And I understand the horror of that. It'd be much easier to just go watch a baseball game or a basketball game or go party with your buddies or go bass fishing. I get it. But our ancestors didn't do that. They stood up to tyranny, and it's why we're still here. And they weren't perfect. So really, people not fighting this evil are missing out on what you were born to do. You were born to fight this. And I just sit back and marvel, just like I know a lot of you do, and just say, man, it's really crazy the globalists cooked up these horrible depopulation plans and the scientific tyranny where betrayal and oppression and lies is law, and they're really doing it. And then you see the lawyers and the judges and the bureaucrats and the corporate people who were selected because they follow orders, sitting there destroying their own future and your future with them right in front of you. And you say, why don't you have honor? Well, you have to understand, not everybody's conscious. Not everybody has that real connection to God. So feel sorry for them that they're weak and they're traitors. And they will be held accountable. But at the end of the day, just like V says, if you want to know who's guilty, just look in the mirror. Because the people serving evil are weak. There's a lot of reasons they do what they do. But they don't matter. We can't use the fact that they're doing bad to say, oh, well, we can't do anything because they're bad. No. Skip the break. We have to look at the reality of what we're facing and realize that we were born to resist this, and it's the safest course to fight this. If this thing goes in, almost everybody's dead. And I'm going to play clips for you here in just a few minutes that tie into this, and I'm going to explain how the rollout's going to happen, how it's going to unfold, and the different layers to it, the layers of the people implementing it, but also the layers to the attack. Because we have the enemy blueprint. God gives us free will. God loves us and wanted to create creatures in his image, little g, not gods, but little g's. That's the Old Testament says that. And the Psalms. We're not like the New Agers. Oh, we are God. No, we are not God. We are experiencing God, interfacing with God. And our little g's, because we're made by God. We're a little slice off the old block, little chip off it. And we have to go through this to prove our worth. And God gave us free will. And God in God's perfection made the decision. Is it immoral for God to create new entities that will have free will and will be able to grasp infinity, not control it or be omnipresent, but understand it, feel it, be it? And God said, yes, I will create new entities that will then henceforth continue on eternally, but they will be able to make decisions, and some will make bad decisions. Is that bad? And God, it is infinite wisdom, decided, no, I will allow the existence of evil because I will allow the existence of freedom. But, God gives us the manual and sends us into the test with the answers and a cheat sheet, literally. Revelation, all of it, leads, guides, and directs us. our conscience. God says, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm going to put guardrails up on the straight and narrow, and I'm going to be there every step of the way, and I please want you to do the right thing. Please, please. Yeah, you'll get ahead if you cheat up front, but you'll lose everything. Please win the lottery. Please join me in eternity. I got big plans for you, but I'm going to give you the cheat sheet. And God, by the way, has ordered the devil, and this is even in the Bible, New Testament and Old, the devil goes in heaven and says, am I allowed to persecute this person, Job? Job will turn against you if you take away his family and everything he's got. Take that away. Well, if you kill him, he'll turn against you. Didn't happen. Then God restored it all. And so that's key to understand, is that the devil is an instrument of God. God has allowed that to operate to test us. But God has also given us the cheat sheet of our conscience, of history, of common sense, of the Bible, and shows like this. But it's not just shows that love God and are fighting for freedom. I'm definitely on God's team. I'm in soiled rags and feel like a joke in God's presence, but I'm on the team. I made the cut. I'm on the team. You're on the team too. That's why you're tuned in. But even the devil has to follow God's rule of the cheat sheet. And that's a primitive term for it. It's not a cheat sheet. It's that God tells us the plan, puts it in our spirit, and then even gives us temporal examples everywhere. And that's why the globalists show you movies and TV shows and everything and tell you what they're going to do, because they have to. They have to tell you what they're doing in small print, but it's got to be there. Because God gave us a lifeline when God did this. And that is so powerful. That's the most powerful thing to understand. And to understand God's plan. Not God's mind, but to see God's plan from our primitive level. It's God. It's perfect. You thank you for making me exist. I understand you're going to lose a lot of people because of free will. How do we save them? And God says, you are going to save them through me. You're going to go warn them. You're going to go get them. You understand me? Son, I'm not Jesus. You're not Jesus. He was the Son of God, but we're archetypes of that. Son, I need you to go save my other children. You're there. I put you there as the special ops in this operation. I need you to go get them and save them. I've given you all the skills. I've given you the gifts. I put you through the hell that you signed on to so you can be there for these people. Now you understand. You're in my mind now. You understand how precious they are, the prodigal son. So I don't get mad at God for how much energy he puts into the prodigal son, because I've been the chosen son. You've been the chosen son from the time that you were young. You've been with God the whole time. God's telling us, I want you to go save the prodigal son now. That's our job. We're God's cheat sheet. That's what this show is. We're here so it's completely clear, so that people that decide to go against God know they did it and know they signed on to a losing operation. So it's completely clear. It would be evil if God just made us conscious and threw us in with the devil into a pit bull fight and watched us get our asses chewed up. No, he gives us everything. He gives us the enemy playbook. He gives us the manuals. He gives us the will, the looks, the energy. We've got the repertoire, the spirit. We're infinity more powerful than the devil. He gives us everything and just says, will you make the right choice? Will you join me in eternity? Real simple. Real simple. I'm running out of time in more ways than one. And Elijah Schaefer's coming up. They've already released new viruses, but the shots they gave us gave the public, have annihilated their immune systems. There's record deaths everywhere. They're now blaming it on mystery viruses, because, you know, the vaccine protects you from COVID, but we don't know why you're dying. And now they've got Fauci and Peter Hotez climbing out from under rocks, telling us disease X is about to kill everybody. It's going to be 20 times worse. Here's the headlines right here. And new lockdowns are starting, and all mail, it's all bad. And then William Shatner climbs out from under his rug. And he says, we need King Charles to lead us out of this. We're all dead if we don't do what he says. But if we follow the WEF and the UN operation, it cuts off the resources and billions die. So see, as we die, they say it's, oh, because you're bad, not because they cut the resources off. And you've got AOC and Beto O'Rourke and Al Gore, the world's going to end in 2030, because it's going to end as we know it, because they plan to kill 90% of us by then. And I want to be sitting here in 7 years or 6 years now, backing them off and saying, well, they only killed 500 million. Hell, they already killed, last number, 80-something million from locking down everything. I mean, we're here, folks. We're going over the edge of the waterfall. You ain't got to wait now and say, well, we better fight this or future generations will get screwed. You're going to get screwed. You're the future generation. It's here, folks. Time's up. So I got a bunch of compilations of this, and I think tomorrow I'll do more of this, and I think I'm going to shoot my whole show for Steven Crowder on this because it's so big. There's so much. It's all coming together right now. Not coming together. We already knew, but it's coming together literally. It's like we saw it 10 miles away. Now we're here. So go ahead and play William Shatner, obviously paid to go out and say this. King Charles, he says, he's my king, must lead us. We must do whatever he says or the oceans will rise and everything's dying, but they're the ones chemtrailing the skies and poisoning and GMO and saying that, again, the people saying they're going to save the earth are the ones murdering it. Here it is.
Let's look ahead to COP28, which is coming up very soon. 200 leaders from across the world will be gathering in Dubai. What is your message to them?
The people of the world have got to recognize that you are hopefully beginning to recognize how dire it is. There's no time to delay. We've delayed all we can. We've got to point everything that is humanly possible to cleaning the air and putting nature back to what it was as best we can. It's very forgiving, nature, but we're killing it.
King Charles, who's, of course, the head of state,
yes,
in your home country, Canada,
yes,
will be giving
Charles,
the
my king, yes,
will be giving the opening address. So he will be opening the summit. And a lot of people have criticized him and said, listen, because you're now king, you should be politically neutral.
No, he's got to say, we're all going to die. That's what he should say to open up with. Excuse me? We're all going to die.
You'd like him to get the message across?
Very quickly, we're going to die. Much sooner than we expected, we're going to die. And then tell us how to avoid it.
So you support him in his role as king, talking about the climate.
What a glorious thing. England is one of the foremost countries in the world, and it has to lead. And it is. There are lots of... in fact, you know, you could say the English are more conscious. Their gardens are preferably overrun than manicured. Letting nature...
They're taking the cows, the sheep away. They're shutting down the farms, saying organic farms are bad in England. Here he is. Oh, let's have bugs and trees and birdies. And cows, no, insect farms, giant compact cities, 5G, chemtrails, spraying aluminum everywhere. They're murdering the earth, Shatner, and you know it. Continue.
Take over. No, it's an English tradition, the countryside and the livestock and dogs and sheep.
Oh, hit pause. Oh, under the official UN carbon tax, WEF, and when you get rid of your dogs and cats. All of it's a lie. Continue.
Oh, England can lead the way, along with any other country that wants to exist.
You've previously raised concerns of the war in Ukraine taking the attention away from the climate emergency, and now we, of course, have the conflict in Israel and Gaza. How do you feel about that?
The human tragedy that's going on everywhere is heartbreaking. The fact that these two punishing wars are siphoning off the time, the mechanics, the people, the intensity towards global warming is maybe our final chapter. The irony that war, which we've been continuously since we've come out of the caves, or even in the caves, making war on each other, the irony of making war on each other is also the period in our existence.
Hey, pause.
It's
The very same globalists that are doing the carbon tax, it's a war on humanity, are the ones launching all the wars. But just all, and he also says earlier, the seas are going to flood. We'll all be underwater in 5 years. They said that in 99, within 5 years. They said it in 2007. They said by 2017. It's all fraud. Continue.
You've made it clear that before you leave this earth, you would like us to all get our act together and try and do our bit to try and prevent extinction.
I've got a children's album that we're ready to announce, getting ready to put it out there. I don't know what the title of it is, but it's a children's album aimed at doing musical numbers, the entanglement of all life, so that ants and aphids is one of the songs.
That's enough. So he tells you the great truth that life's all interconnected, but the answers do what Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and King Charles say, which is the end of carbon-based life forms on the planet. But of course, if you're the ones bringing in this alien takeover, and that's what it is, creating all these alien life forms in the labs, which is what it is, then you're the guardians of the Earth. And then as the Earth dies around us and we all starve to death because they cut the resources off or viruses come out of labs, they say, well, they came out of jungles. It was hot. You hear all this. And we've got AOC and Beto O'Rourke and all of them. Oh, the world's going to end in 2030 because they're cutting the resources off and starting the wars to do it. And then they tell you, do what we say, windmills, electric cars that are incredibly toxic and out of control, and open borders, and all of it. This is a death cult. And here's the thing. You're not going to have to wait anymore, folks, to see if what I said was true. You're living it every day, and I don't care if you're a police officer or you are a bureaucrat or you're a farmer. It doesn't matter who you are. You are getting frontline seats to this. And it's for everything. We're going to go to break. I'm going to play that clip I talked about. I've got another compilation of his interview. That's just, you know, we're all dead. The seas are rising. Do whatever King Charles says. Oh, the gloriousness of our king. He's so amazing. The man is a degenerate pedophile. On record. And so, and there's a whole argument that they have these huge extravagant lifestyles and then tell us we can't have a lifestyle as if any of it hurts anybody. What hurts us is the genetic engineering, the lithium mines, the toxic waste dumping, and the cutting down trees that they say trees are bad. Carbon's bad. He's like, oh, we need more trees. Did you get the memo, Shatner? Those aren't good. You demon. Maybe Shatner's going to die in the next week or something and join Henry Kissinger. I told you more than 20 years ago, but I had a vision, and I knew that InfoWars would be the detonator for all these other incredible minds and individuals, and it's happened. God is real. So I want to get back to William Shatner. I'll cover this more tomorrow, because he did a long interview, and it just, I want to take each part of it and then show where they said by 2007 there'll be a 2-foot rise while Al Gore bought a beachfront house, and so did Obama and all the rest of them, and it's just ridiculous. And just all the fear-mongering, how it's a lie. But then the real key is, do what we say, you're all dead. They got a gun to your head. Do what we say, you're all dead, while they turn the energy, the fertilizer, the food off, and then collapse the third world and flood us with them. This is a new war. And if people don't understand the war, we're going to lose everything. But it's a talking point with Al Gore and Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari and AOC and Beto and William Shatner. But William Shatner's not read into the whole thing. He's told everything's collapsing. We're the experts. Everybody's about to die. Let's do what we say. He comes back a few years ago from a space trip and goes, hi, everyone's going to die. The cataclysm. I'm so sad for them. Do what the King of England says or we're all dead. He just did it again. It's pathetic. The man's a joke. But he wants those life extension technologies they've got. He looks better at 90-something than he looked 10 years ago. Well, they got some special stuff. And that's why Jared Kushner says, I'm never going to die. Well, they may extend your life. They don't really have immortality, but they've got life extension. Their argument is, well, that'll extend us until we get it. That's the cult, but they believe you can't be given access to it. See the selfishness? And whether that's going to happen or not, that's what makes their heartbeat. Here's Beto O'Rourke and AOC with the same script, same sheet of music as William Shatner.
Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable.
By the way, hit pause.
Underwater.
Not enough 5 seconds. Why will the soils not? I've had all the experts on. It's official government numbers. You know, U.S. soil has something like, last time I checked, 20 times the aluminum it did 30 years ago. They have planes spraying aluminum that kills the crops. So, you know, as he said, the crops will no longer, but if that doesn't work, as the Dutch figure out how to make food, the third biggest producer in the world, they just shut them down. They're shutting the food off and saying it's your fault. Continue.
Soils, there's going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater.
And pause again.
The sea.
Because they shut them down for 3 years and wouldn't let them work under IMF World Bank control, then organized them to come here. Not because of global warming, because of the shutdown. Continue.
Countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater, that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action
on
this
true.
Crisis. The crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue
that's enough. And then they don't want to work because the world's going to end, which then ends the world as we know it industrially. But here's Shatner saying the same thing. Give King Charles total control or we're all dead. Here it is.
No, he's got to say, we're all going to die. That's what he should say to open up with. Excuse me? We're all going to die.
You'd like him to get the message across.
Very quickly, we're going to die. Much sooner than we expected, we're going to die. And then tell us how to avoid it.
You're all going to die unless you do what I say. Sounds like a hijacker on an airplane. Elijah Shaper's got a full plate of critical intel. Great talk show host, great investigative journalist, the Gateway Pundit, and more. He's coming up in T-minus 60 seconds. Tell everybody you know. And those you don't, tune in. Well, joining us for the rest of the hour is the great Elijah Shaper, talk show host, great investigative journalist, at Elijah Shaper on Twitter. And we have got a ton of issues to cover with him. I've known him for, I don't know, 5-6 years, but man, he's really been knocking it out of the park and going viral and doing a great job. So I asked him, say, I want you on the show, please. And I said, I want to know what you want to cover instead of me governing things. Greenwald explains crossroads in journalism. What happened to modern women? Quality of life is getting worse. Saddest part is people can't afford the cardboard box. The tiny home tour. This man married a woman, had a kid, came out as a transgender. What happened to Canada? What's going on through your head when you saw this? Two men in a pool. Why do we accept this as our culture? Bunch of clips you're going to get to. But first, what do you make just of the insaneness going on? Elon Musk telling the globalists trying to intimidate him and bully him, F off. William Shatner saying prepare to die unless King Charles rules the earth. We've got the UN saying disease X, new lockdowns needed. We've got the DOJ targets all Trump supporters on Twitter, demands a list of all users who retweeted, liked, or mentioned President Trump in giant totalitarian dragnets. It's confirmed that Obama in documents set up a secret group in the government to try to overthrow Trump and censor and steal elections. I mean, it's just, we're drinking out of a fire hose here, Elijah Shaper. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Alex, and thanks for having me on. I saw Beto O'Rourke on the screen there a couple minutes ago. I haven't seen him. I think he only pops up out of sulfur pits once every 4 years, right when the elections come. But when looking at him too, he's really interesting because I feel like he's sort of a reflection of what happens when you join the occult cabal and you start injecting baby foreskin stem cells in your face. But once you hit 30, so the guy looks like he's both a 14-year-old prepubescent late bloomer and a 47-year-old geriatric patient meshed into one person. It's very demonic, very sick. But I mean, genuinely, Alex, they've been saying for, you know, over 40 years that we're going to die in 12 years. And to be completely honest, with the way the world's going, I wish they were correct. I wish they were honest, because I honestly wouldn't mind exiting this earth a little sooner than later, if you know what I mean.
It is insane. I mean, it's all out in the open now. World government, global cashless societies, pedophilia everywhere. What do you think is going to happen with Trump?
Well, okay. I mean, if they're not going to try to assassinate him, if he definitely gets elected, then they'll try to kill him. I'm 100% confident in that. I don't know if they're going to try to shoot his brains out like JFK, but there's definitely already an op, as we're seeing with the CIDL and CISA and these, OPSEC info groups that were, sort of created before the pandemic. I think it's crazy to see that in 2018, 2019, as we're seeing in sworn testimony and in whistleblower reports, that aides from the Obama administration, also connected to the tech installation, decided to create these boards of governance to try to manage misinformation, malinformation, and just total control. And then what, a year later, after they created the greatest censorship apparatus the West has ever known, there's a global pandemic, and they use it on their own population after swearing to not use these censorship apparatuses. If that's what they did before they realized that they could completely steal all the power, I don't think there's anything off the table, Alex. Maybe you think differently than me, but I think full-on anarchy is on the table. Fights over minerals, fights over not allowing water distribution based on white reparations, not allowing water into certain areas.
Oh, you're right. The WEF has said, the UN has said, they're going to cut the water off, and that's going to create the global calamity and collapse things. That's official now.
Well, it's a reparation, and that's what I've realized they were going to do, because they have to create less usage in certain communities that have been more advantaged. And the demonization is not.
That's right. We now hear that Ireland has to be invaded because the Irish have been suppressing the world. No one's ever said that. It's not true. They were one of the only Western countries, European countries, that didn't engage in imperialism and was actually tyrannized by other European countries. Now we're being told, I played the clips earlier, that the Irish are some of the most evil white supremacists ever. Did you know they owe Africans something? Did you know that?
Yeah, I've heard that they're you can fit a several hundred of their country in Africa. I heard Africans don't have enough land, Alex. That entire continent that they exist on.
By the way, Africa is the biggest continent ever. Guys, pull up Texas inside Africa. Africa is gigantic. But keep going.
No, well, I was going to ask you. Speaking of Africa and that and groups that require a lot, I don't know if you would you want a present if I sent you something? Would you receive a present for me in Australia?
I'm not in Australia, but
would you receive a present? Because I literally got you a present for representation. Because right now we're in the era of people in other lands, other people desire to take everything, and in Australia we have the Aboriginal people here. This is an Aboriginal doll with a hollowed out wooden stick that they use as an instrument in the clothing they still wear today, which is white paint and sackcloth. And this is a gift from my co-host to you guys at InfoWars, because the Aboriginals also tell people in Australia that $40 billion a year of free money is not enough, that the entire country of Australia and all the modern cities belong to them as well. And so in order to keep up with diversifying and meeting diversity quotas at the InfoWars studio, I'm going to go ahead and mail this to your producing staff.
So is that a dididgeridong, or what are those called?
Well, the dididgeridong is what the gay Aboriginals play. The didgeridoo is what the straight Aboriginals play. I think he's heterosexual, so he's playing the didgeridoo. Not the dididgeridong. You don't want to be caught with that.
Oh, man, you're something else. So, look, I got 100 questions for you, but what do you want to get into first?
Oh, well, first of all, I just want to say to everybody who accuses both Alex and I of having some sort of secret controlled opposition funding, that's true. I got my delivery today of shekels that came into my office to Alex in order to come on his show. He sent me these straight from Tel Aviv. So thank you to the audience for continuing to support that. They are chocolate, by the way. They are delicious. I'm going to send you guys some chocolates. I actually got you some Australian shekels and an Aboriginal doll. One of the things I want to talk about, Alex, and I think is, jokes aside, is first of all, with the absolute attack of what's going on with censorship, I really do want to talk about the bombshell whistleblower reports of what's coming out, where the government has hired, you know, alternate sources through our U.S. universities and also through private research and
sure, the intelligence agencies hired cutouts. In fact, I've got the articles right here, and they admit Obama actually set it all up, and it's still operating today. Absolutely insane. Let's get into that right now. I'll show listeners some of the articles. Go ahead, Elijah.
Yeah, I find this to be really interesting because, you know, when you look at the takedown, original, like a targeting of yourself, when you look at the original takedown of, you know, individuals over the years like Nick Fuentes, or you even see Ryan Dawson or individuals, now you realize this has been a slow chipping away, a targeted attack from the federal government that has listed individuals they found to be a threat to the narrative of the CIA, of Mossad, of the UN, of the WEF, and they have targeted people to silence them. And I want to remind people, the monetary silencing of Americans is the equivalent of slavery, because trying to make you a slave to their woke mind virus, their globalist control. And they say that unless you capitulate, unless you obey your massa, then you're not going to be able to get your money. And that is literal slavery, and that's the digital age.
I'm famous for not letting people. I'm famous for not letting people talk. I'm just trying to let you talk, Elijah.
Alex, dude, listen. I don't give a crap. We've known each other for many years. I'm surprised. I heard that the last thing I heard is that you know, space aliens from Mars were suing you for $6 gazillion because I think everything that's been waged against war against yourself, against our entire movement, has been absolutely comical. It's been a circus, right, of what's been going on. It's been a scapegoating, but you realize it's not because people care about, you know, certain individuals, or they care about minorities, or they care about the climate. It's because they want to control everything that you do. They want to track every dollar that you spend using CBDC.
And they want to send a message to everybody. We're going to do what we did to Alex Jones and Donald Trump if you stick your head up. But everybody should know instinctively, that's the time to revolt and not be intimidated. Once they get their central bank digital currencies in, which is rolling out now, it's Katie by the door. But let me ask you this before I get into questions and in these videos. You're a smart guy. You got your ear to the ground. What do you think is going to happen with Trump? Because he's way ahead of Biden. He's the nominee. He's going to be the nominee of the Republican Party. Everything they do against him just you know, backfires. What are they going to do when Trump is set to win the election? Because that's really the big question.
Yeah, I think three things. Number one, you're going to see cheating like you've never seen. I mean, what else do you need? Last election, CNN filmed, you know, a random ballot box and found a woman stuffing it. Obviously, a black woman. Clearly, her vote was likely for Biden. But they're going to be cheating. They're going to be stealing ballots. There's going to be duplicates, ballot harvesting. We know that. So they're probably going to win. I don't know if they're going to do a virus, but they are going to make ensure that mail-in voting becomes the normative so they can continue to rig the election entirely. They will continue to censor people. They will put pressure campaigns like you've never seen on InfoWars, on Rumble, on X, on anyone that's any system that is voicing people's alternatives. They will demonetize accounts and ban accounts even associated with people like myself and Alex and many other people that come on this show. So people like Pearly Things, Fresh and Fit, even dating channels that encourage men to be masculine. And most importantly, what they're going to do is they're going to continue the propaganda war at levels that we've never seen, probably to demoralize people like you and me to such an extent that we feel like voting doesn't matter. And I think that's their shtick for 2024, is make you feel like your vote doesn't matter and that there's no point to go anyway.
That's right. They're trying to turn us into Venezuela.
Yeah. They want you to think the corruption is the black pill is to think the corruption is too big, that they're too smart and they have it too rigged, that there's no way around it. But if that's true, they rigged and did the same things in 2016 and we still won because we showed up in greater numbers than they expected.
Well, that's right. Only landslides can overpower fraud. All the numbers are there because they run out of the numbers. They run out of the names of dead people. And that's really true. Plus, regardless, giving up only makes it worse. So we can't ever give up regardless.
Well, what do you think is going to happen, Alex? I mean, you've watched over the years. You've predicted things accurately. Some things, like any of us, you've maybe missed the mark. I thought Trump was going to win in 2020. I didn't predict the levels of fraud. I was incorrect, and I'll admit that. What do you think is going to be happening in this election that would be different that we should be aware of?
Well, I mean, look, they tried to steal Florida and Texas. And if you watch the graphs, it's just like Pennsylvania or Michigan, but they run out. So you have an organic curve with Biden below Trump. And then in Michigan and other places, bloop, after the polls close and they close the center, those magic votes, it goes straight up, parabolic. It's a fraud. All the experts agree because they had the names of dead people that they were able to fill in or people out of district. But in places like Texas, where it was such a landslide, or Florida, you see them bloop, go up, but it's not enough. And then they're out of names. And so I think that's what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, but I think one of the things people don't realize is how the open border is directly related, not just to future elections, but to this election, because ultimately speaking, you know, they are busing and flying these people to not only future destabilize. I hear a lot of Republicans bring this up. They're trying to destabilize strong red voting regions by injecting thousands to tens of thousands of new illegal immigrants.
Tens of
not
thousands?
Just from Mexico.
I mean,
How about millions?
Texas has got a million illegals that stayed since Biden got in. I mean, it's like
I'm talking about in one area.
Oh, you're talking about towns. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a town of like 30,000 people, 40,000 people, and over these last few years, you might have 5,500, 6,500 new people in one little town. That's enough to rig an entire election town by town. And like, believe me, these people have they don't share your cultural or racial heritage. They don't share the same values of the West.
They vote how they're told or they get a deportation hearing.
Exactly. I mean, the border closes down. I mean, these people are sick in power. They're not just telling them, hey, you might get deported. They're saying, hey, we can start a war in Mexico. We can bomb your cities. You know, we can change the sentiment. If you can either be useful for us or we will be forceful against you. And that's what cultures realize. It's not just the illegal immigrant, you know, coming here. Plus, illegal immigrant is a psyop, because by calling these people illegal, we basically focus that the difference between us and them is just like a piece of paper. But the truth is that we are a heritage. We are a nation. We are a people. We are the American people. And we are a Western civilization. And we are not just, you know, not anybody can just come and be like us.
Yeah, they're bringing in a permanent underclass they control.
Yeah, it's setting the stages for a global technocratic communism that is impossible to beat, because, you know, it's like
things are so confused, so screwed up, you need AI to even make it work.
Yeah, you're going to need an AI girlfriend so that you can AI self-pleasure yourself with a machine, you know, and that you don't even touch your own self or look at a real woman. And it's coming to that genuinely, because anything is going to be better than confronting reality. I mean, you know, what are we over?
That's the globalist plan. Demoralize, make reality so ugly, you accept their alternate plan.
Well, and that's why I tell people the best thing you can do right now is get control of your vices. You know, try to work genuinely and diligently on your own spirit and your own heart. Don't worry about other people. Don't try to judge the whole world, because you can't control it. But you can control what you put into your mouth. You can control what you put into your ears, what you put in front of your eyes, for the most part. And to that which you can't control, you can submit to God and give it to him. Because I'm going to tell you, you know, watching Alex, watching the news, it's on one hand, Alex, I'm like indebted to you, and so many people are for bringing us the truth. And, you know, if people are don't know who I am, you know, many years ago, back in 2007-ish, Alex's videos on the Obama deception woke me up to what's going on. But with waking up to what's really going on comes the issue, right? With sobriety of mind and an understanding of what's actually happening in the world is the same reason why people don't want to be sober-minded. It's because it's hard to confront reality, and it can be so black-pilling that we can lose our joy, we can lose our hope in Christ.
No, it is. Forget. 20 million killed by the shots. It's confirmed. It's like, wow, they really, even though I knew this was coming, it's like we're in it. They're doing it. I want to start getting your clips and get your analysis on them. We're going to play the first one, Greenwald Explains Crossroads of Journalism.
Let's do it.
Let's scroll that clip. Here it is.
Now, anyone who works in journalism, anyone who works in media and who has worked within the standard model of how journalism has operated in the United States for decades, which is the model of corporate advertising, knows that that model imposes extremely severe restraints on what media outlets can and can't do. they are certain journalists that they can't hire because the journalists will say things that will offend corporate advertisers on whom they depend in order to survive as a media outlet. Of course, relying on corporate advertisers severely restricts the kinds of opinions you can air, the types of perspectives you can permit, the kind of reporting you can do. And what's so amazing about this is that if you're a journalist, the thing that you should hate more than anything is any force or any influence that tries to limit your freedom to speak. Your reaction, if you're actually just a journalist in terms of your composition, your comportment, your personality, your mentality, when even thinking there might be someone or something trying to limit your freedom to speak, should be exactly what Elon Musk said there. Go fuck yourself. There was only one time in my entire journalism career when I perceived that somebody was trying to limit what I wanted to say. That was when The Intercept refused to publish my article right before the 2020 election that reported on and analyzed the documents from Hunter Biden's laptop and what it revealed about Joe Biden. And when I saw The Intercept wasn't going to publish my article unless I made radical changes to it that gutted the entire thing so that it was no longer critical of Joe Biden, I quit. And I didn't contemplate or deliberate much at all. What went wrong here is not what Elon Musk said. It's so revealing that so many journalists and people who call themselves journalists and work for media corporations are aghast that anyone would dare tell Disney and major corporations to go fuck yourself when they're trying to limit and censor and control the flow of political content. If you aren't willing to say that to corporations who are trying to limit what you can say, don't bother calling yourself a journalist. And so I think it's very telling and interesting that Musk got to the point where he said it, but I think even more telling is the fact that so many journalists were horrified. We need way more journalists willing to say, go fuck yourself to people who try and limit what they say. The problem is that the people who are hired by these major media corporations and who thrive in them and succeed in them are people who have the opposite instinct. Their instinct is to assuage and serve and placate establishment power, not to defy it. Even though the purpose of journalism is to be adversarial to establishment power.
So it's so simple. I mean, the corporate press has been corrupt and on the payroll at many levels for a long time, Operation Mockingbird, but not all of them. Now they became this anti-free speech army, and to have Musk just tell them, you're trying to blackmail me, go F yourself, that's really the spirit we need.
Yeah, no, Alex, it literally is such a difficult position, you know, to take any other stance than to say, go F yourself. I think even more dark things that I probably shouldn't say, because I feel like these are people are not just enemies of freedom or enemies of the West. They are enemies of humanity. These are dark and evil people. And I guess, you know, I could say that I've seen them, and I wish I had seen them, you know, somehow crawl out of the fires of Mordor and enter into Middle Earth just to wreak havoc across, you know, the land, because that's what it feels like. And it's shocking to me because I see these people, like that journalist who was interviewing Elon Musk for the New York Times, reminding you that the New York Times pulled this. They pulled this interview off of YouTube. Why? Because it would offend their corporate advertising.
Because it was somebody not giving them the power to be bullied because they knew it blew up in their face because he's becoming an outlaw.
Exactly. Well, that's what I was going to say is, imagine that the most controversial thing you could do if you told someone 2,000 years ago was there was this company that made these pictures, these images that were to make you laugh. And those people, for your children too, controlled what type of sexuality your kid was allowed to be exposed to. They were allowed to control what political opinions you were allowed to hold. And you had to exchange all of your liberty and your ability to speak and function freely in the world for a couple of minutes a week of laughter to some silly images. They would execute you for being a witch because that sounds like demonic witchcraft, that you would give over your autonomy and your rights for a little bit of entertainment. That's not just degeneracy. That's absolute cuckery. And this journalist was mind blown, Alex. You can see it. He's like the demon.
That's right. They had their bluff called.
Getting scared.
They had their bluff called. The trance is being broken. Syndicated talk show host Elijah Schaefer is our guest. We'll come back and talk about the trance being broken and so much more straight ahead. Elijah Schaefer is our guest. Stay with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air over the years. You've seen, you bet on the right horse. We've been dead on with our research, our work, thanks to God's guidance. And right now, it's time to keep us on air. We're going to stay on air, like I told you the last year and a half. We'd be shut down anytime they said. It's not true. You support us. We stay on air. I'm not going to get into all the mechanics and the details of it. I don't want the enemy to know, but we will stay on air if you just support us. Plus, we got products you need. And the great news is this. X2 came in 3 weeks ago. Incredible. Sold out for over a year. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Cyber Week is going right now. The biggest sale so far in the year. Christmas is here. This is as good as it gets. Okay? This is as good a sale as we get. And Turbo Force. We have three nootropics. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, and Turbo Force. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, lasts 3 hours, is an incredible nootropic. Brain Force Plus is a 5-hour, super awesome, that doesn't give you a hangover, good clean energy. There's a lot of different stimulants out there. Turbo Force is the Godzilla. 10 hours of clean, insane energy that's designed to time release over 10 hours with the amino acids and all the other herbs and all the other compounds. It's the best product you can get. It is over the top insane. Turbo Force sold out for 6 months. Back in stock, 25% off with free shipping. Infowarsstore.com. Turbo Force now back in stock. X2 now back in stock. Turbo Force now back in stock. You can go to Infowarsstore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And go to Infowarsstore.com and read the 5-star reviews. All right. Back to Elijah Schaefer. We got a lot to cover and a short time to get there. Elijah, you talk about the war on women, the war on humanity. Let's get into that. What happened to women? Here's the clip.
You're not married, are you?
No.
You're thinking about it?
No, not yet.
No. Well, if you were married, would you do all the washing for your husband?
I would.
Every bit of it?
Every bit of it.
What about the socks?
Yes, the socks.
You wouldn't have any objection?
No.
And you think a husband should help out at all?
No.
You think the wife should do all the housework?
All the housework, yeah.
Are you married?
I am, yes.
How long?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Ah, well then now you'll be able to tell us about this business of a husband helping out with the washing. Do you think he should?
No, I don't really think so.
Do you do it all yourself?
I do, yes.
By hand?
Yes.
You don't mind doing the socks?
No, not really.
Do you think anyone should object to this?
No, I don't think so. I do all my own washing at home, yes.
And do you wash all your husband's things?
All my husband's things except his socks.
Except his socks? Well, yes. No. And why don't you wash his socks?
Well, I think that's a man's job.
Why is that?
Well, it's his old feet, isn't it? I don't think a woman should have to wash his old smelly socks.
You think every wife should do all the washing?
I think so. My husband is just as good as I am, though. If it was a necessity, he'd do it too.
Gloria Steinem and the CIA. If a woman wants to be a rocket scientist, do it. I got 3 daughters. Great. But they went in to destroy the family, and now women are slaves to the government and corporations. The children are minions of the system. The men are displaced in most jobs, 70% college grads, women. The new thing is the men stay at home. The women aren't happy. The planned destruction of society. What happened to women, Elijah Schaefer?
It's a good question. I mean, you know, obviously we know that they always start with, before even propaganda, there's a dual poison and ingestible aspect, right? I mean, with testosterone today, they began with a war on men and women. So they needed to lower testosterone in men so that, you know, people continue to reproduce, but at lower levels. But then they needed to make women attracted to lower testosterone men as well, because lowering fertility and birth rates is one of the key factors to changing the behavior of men and women. When you remove kids, you remove the need for marriage, you remove commitment, you remove purpose. And so you remove identity and structure, and then they fall apart. But, you know, with the birth control, you know, locking them in this forever pregnant mode, making them unable to control their emotions, then they're attracted to beta men. So then it encourages men to not pursue traditionally masculine things and to be complicit, because men usually think with sex, you know, a lot of times just if they can get some tail. And then, you know, they interject pornography later, you know, online accessible pornography. These are the same people. You can look it up.
It's an admitted scientific plan to end humanity as we know it. You can debate the issues, or was the old system good? It was the human system. Now the one we know is hell.
Well, it's hell because it takes the worst sides. It exaggerates the masculine in women and exaggerates the feminine in men. And you could be a real buff dude. You could be, ripped and have a low voice and still be, apologies, but a bitch, you know, because it's really your testosterone levels can still be a third of what they were meant to be, 70 years ago. Your grip strength, a lot of times right now, 24-year-olds' grip strength is like up to 30% weaker than their grandparents were at the same age.
And sperm counts are down around 90%. It's the chemicals.
Well, yeah, it is. People are not having kids. They can't have kids, but it's also their mood too. People are, it's a spiritual aspect. When they removed God on top of that, people are narcissistic, Alex. They don't care. You know, like it's funny, you know, you've got a lot of crap. So have I. People saying, oh, we don't care about certain people or groups or things we've done is negligent or said has hurt people. But like Elon Musk said, we're sick of people who are doing evil while trying to look good and attacking people who are doing good, but they make look evil.
Well, it's simple. They have all sorts of programs with chemicals and hormones to get rid of a moth or a beetle or whatever. They're using this on us to end procreation and depopulate us. They admit that. I mean, Bertrand Russell in the 40s right. said we're going to use diet injections and junctions to end the nuclear family and end procreation. They're doing it.
Well, yeah, and I think like if you just went on the practical sense, you know, basically whatever the world is doing, you need to do the opposite, because it's like people always point out, I have a new son. Alex got an 8-month-old son, cutest little guy you've ever seen. And, blonde hair, blue eyed little boy. And people always comment, you know, how he's so happy. In less than 8 weeks, he was sleeping through the night. He's just full of joy. He laughs. He plays.
Let me guess, his mother's home with him.
His mother's home with him. We didn't vaccinate him. They said he has a faster development than most kids, faster growth than most kids. No vaccines, natural birth, no interventions. We didn't even do a bunch of those ultrasounds that are not good to do, even low frequency. You don't want to be pushing on your cervix.
They're directly linked to lower IQ.
Correct. We don't want that. And we did a natural water birth. We didn't do any epidurals. And for the most part, you know, all she does is
give him structure. And let me guess, your wife is as happy as a pig, and you know what?
I've never seen it, Alex. I've never.
No, women with their babies running the house, which is everything. It's not like some junior job. It's everything. They're just high as kites.
It's the crown jewel. A woman from the moment she's married and pregnant to as she develops her kids. As a man, you're still fighting for, you know, purpose. You're still fighting for legacy.
Well, that's why
men
go and die in wars, is to protect the women and the children. They are the culture.
It's sacred. It's absolutely sacred. So I want to give an encouragement to people who have bought into the WEF lie, thinking that there's just no good women out there. There's no good men out there. There's no reason to get married and raise kids in this world. You've got to reject that in the name of Jesus.
I tell people on average, get out of the cities. They have no idea what's happening in the countryside.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the last death there was in my city was a shark ate a guy in 2020. While swimming in the water. You want your enemies to be sharks, right? But beware of the octopus. That's all I'll say.
All right, let's move on to the next clip. Quality of life is getting worse. Saddest part is most people can't afford the cardboard box. This is the tiny house tour. Go with that.
You asked for it, and here it is. The most affordable home in San Antonio, Texas. Let's check it out. All right, guys, so what we got here is a tiny home. You have a little breakfast nook here, and you have a full kitchen. You have a sink, dishwasher, stove, and you have a space for a refrigerator. All right, guys, so we're in the bedroom. It's small, but it's affordable. All right, guys, so this is going to be a two-story home. It's going to be over 600 square feet, two full baths, and it's going to have this loft area here. Would you live here for $1,000 a month? If so, call me, text me, or message me. Remember, I'm Billy the Realtor, and I sell brand new homes.
So what happens is that regulations, taxes, controls, you get less and pay more. That's all a big Bloomberg globalist UN plan. And then it's like a wonderful thing when you're getting ripped off.
Yeah, it's a trailer park with fancy paint for $1,000 a month. $1,000. This is in like rural Texas. Like, Matt, to live in a trailer park in rural Texas now costs $1,000 a month. That's the suicide of a family. And by the way, how are you going to raise a family in that?
You're going to kill each other. Well, they did studies, which are very similar to us. You do that. You put people in close proximity, they stop breeding. So it's all scientific.
Yeah, and I think what's weird, too, is this is what the devil always does and what we're seeing today. You know, like they say, oh, you want to be intellectual, you got to go to these universities, but they really make you an idiot. And the same thing's going with this idea of like selling a lie. Do you want to get into debt? Do you want to owe J.P. Morgan Chase? Do you want to owe Bank of America 7.78% interest rate on a $295,000 loan for a piece of cardboard that won't even survive a tornado? And then somebody goes, hey, don't mock people to buy what they can afford. And I go, I'm not mocking you.
No, they're lowering expectations and making you pay more.
Correct.
We also have opting into transgenderism makes you cool, makes you trendy. We got another clip. This man married a woman, had a kid, and came out as transgender. Here it is.
We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it
was. So they meet 2017, 2019, boom. Wedding day, 2020. Gender reveal for the baby, and then boom, he's a woman.
Your heart is all
the man says, I don't like being a man. I'm a woman.
Baby, I'm dancing in the dark.
And now he tells the woman, you take care of me. I'm a woman now.
Barefoot on the grass.
And there's the transformation.
Singing to our favorite song.
And the woman is so proud of him. Elijah Schaefer, give us your take on this.
Man, most transsexuals are just the ugliest people inside and out. It's so creepy to me. He looks like his wife. It's like, it's such a weird thing. Alex, what do people were saying that you have a pretty hot take on transsexuals, or that you think some transsexuals are pretty? Is that true?
No, I was simply saying to what's that person's name? Blair White. That I was simply saying Blair White's not pushing sex on kids and trying to have events with kids. And I said, you actually look like a woman. Why are almost all the other people look like these demon goblins in clown outfits? And I think that's what everybody's basically woken up to, that it's like basically pedophiles dressed up like women going after kids. So I've always said I'm not against gay people. I'm not against any of that stuff. And if adults want to do something, that's their issue. My issue is that don't target children, whether you're a homosexual or a heterosexual pedophile. That's my point.
No, that's good. Because I was in Australia and I was at a dinner with someone. They were like, you know, Alex Jones had a show and he said that he thought transsexuals were cute. And I said, no, I go, that I don't think that happened. So I'm glad I got to clear that up because
I'd love to see that clip. I mean, I'd love to see that. I mean, look, no. I've never sat there and hated somebody. I mean, look, here's the deal. People used to always say it's natural. They were born this way. And then the science came out that whether it's a duck or it's a frog or it's a fish, you give them atrazine, a large percentage think they're female. And in utero, it bends the brain where they're more like hermaphroditic. They don't have a penis and a vagina, but some do. But it bends the brain where someone feels feminine. So I don't hate someone that's been bombed by these chemicals. I'm saying this is a program of doing this. It goes back to The Last Man on Earth, Vincent Price, or Omega Man with Charlton Heston, or the remake of that, which was I Am Legend. I don't hate the zombies that have been turned into this. And Charlton Heston tries to save them at the end of Omega Man, and they say, dude, we don't want to be saved. So I'm against doing this to people, and I want to explain they've chemically been manipulated. And instead of, oh, this boy's been chemically hurt, we give him testosterone to bend him back, We give them female hormones to go the other way. But then I reach out to those people and say, I care about you and I don't hate you because you feel this way. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. I don't know if you're familiar with epigenetics. It's not that complicated.
Yes, I'm basically very familiar with instinctive learning and instinctive programming, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I would say to the audience, you know, obviously, you know, turn on a light, you've got to hit the switch, right? There's mechanisms that you can change.
Yeah, so I'm saying don't go with the brainwashing because you were chemically bent towards this. You're biologically a male, but they manipulated some of your brain cells and switches on record with these chemicals. Let's give you chemicals to see if you could be what you were meant to be.
I've been trying to befriend a trans person for a while now so I can bust some Black Lives Matter Black Friday deals and steal some of their testosterone. I could probably use, Alex, what do you think? I could probably use a couple of milligrams a day injected into my butt cheeks.
I mean, I'm going to be completely serious with people, okay? I'm proud to say I don't hate gay people or transgenders or any of that, okay? As long as they're not going after kids and doing all this, I don't hate them. I'm not perfect either. I don't have all the answers, okay? What I'm saying is that going out and being a transgender person and the promiscuity is like smoking cigarettes or drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every day. It's bad for you, and it's being pushed by the system. I don't judge you because you're doing it. Leave kids alone. So they always go like, oh, Jones, we caught him in a clip. He was nice to a transgender person. I've never hated those people. It's my show. I said it on air. And it's always like some secret. Oh, we got it. He's like me. No, I don't hate people because of that. I'm literally trying to reach out to people, Elijah.
No, and I completely understand. That's the same reason why I've had a lot of people on my show. You know, it kind of works with the Hamas-Israel thing, too. Like, I had Tommy Robinson on
last night. I wish
he'd
come on my show. I love Tommy. Exactly. It doesn't mean I totally agree with his total Zionist view, but I'm not for Hezbollah either. You know, it's like I see problems with the Zionists. I see big problems with Hezbollah. Then they go, oh, you're getting, like you said, the gold, the shekels from the Jews. Well, I mean, I wish that the checks ain't cleared. The ADL is literally my number one enemy. I don't blame Jews because of the ADL, but the ADL literally is trying to put me in jail. You know, it's sick, man. But I'm not going to hate Jews.
Well, I know. You see this? They said octopuses were anti-Semitic. So I just thought that was really weird.
Can I see the gold I sent you, though? Don't tell people I sent you gold to be pro-Israel.
Yeah, okay, my career is over, folks.
I've been caught. I have been, you know.
Check this out. The weirdest part about the shekels is you can peel off the gold to sell it to pay for your Freemason orgies, but then in the inside there are atrazine discs that actually change your hormone level.
No, man. I mean, I have a simple thing. I'm against anti-white black racism being funded by the media, and it's terrible. But I don't hate black people because most of them aren't part of it. Just like I don't expect black people to hate me when rarely, but it happens. Some, you know, racist white group grabs a black guy and tortures him to death. You know, I believe what Martin Luther King Jr. said, we judge people by the character of what they actually stand for. And it's that simple.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is that a lot of times we get in trouble, you know, for associating or talking to people. But I love talking to people I disagree with. And I think it's fundamental. But I really do think that the movement, kind of like with making everything worse, is they didn't just make our houses worse. They made our women worse, the biological ones. And then if we wanted somebody who, like, takes care of themselves and does themselves up, then we have to have a woman with a penis. And that's what they're getting to.
No, exactly. Women aren't supposed to, in models, be gorgeous, classic feminine women, but then only a man can dress up like a woman. And I say that's men invading women's spaces, men invading women's sports. It's evil. It's horrible. It's rape of the women's spaces. And I totally agree. But I'm saying the average transgender person that's literally been chemically hit from utero from the time they were a zygote, we need to not hate them, but reach out to them and explain what was done to them. And that's happening. How many lawsuits have been filed by people forced into transgenderism now? Well, we're not going to get them to join us and turn against it by hating them. Does that make sense?
No, it does. It absolutely makes sense. That's why I think you can be anti-Zionist in terms of not wanting, you know, this sort of expansion.
Wait a minute,
this,
I sent you global... that gold. I want you to be pro...
Shit.
I paid for you to be pro-Israel right now.
I love Netanyahu and Israel. I want to ban octopus. I think Japanese people should be arrested for serving even octopus two people in their restaurant.
Now, I've heard that because Hitler once used an octopus as a symbol of Jews. That's another thing. Any symbol that somebody uses, then now that means the symbol's own. No, like the rainbow. I want to take the rainbow back. Now it's run by pedophiles on the left. Well, what's wrong with the rainbow?
That's true. You should start selling real rainbow T-shirts. Like you need to put a, you need to make a set one time and make a promise of God set and put a rainbow.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to say set. Genesis, whatever, with a rainbow promise and do that. Hey, we only got a few minutes left here, though. Shifting gears out of this, do you think we're winning or are we at a stalemate or are we losing, Elijah Shaffer?
Oh, I think that we are doing the most that we can before there would be a need for a world war that would require the lives of many. I think the devil wants to take a soul harvest soon. He wants to reap many, 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 many lives. And the question is, when are those lives going to be reaped? Are they going to be reaped for God's glory? Are we going to die on a battlefield one day to fight for what our freedom is and our life and our liberty and the kingdom of Christ? Or are we going to die because we're going to be executed because the world system took over? I think we're headed towards the mark of the beast. I really do. But I do think that we can win this election. I think people need to not give up, and you need to require that everybody around you that you know that doesn't want this country to collapse to get out and to vote next year, to start campaigning, to start trying to push what's right. And if we can take the House, if we can take the Senate, take the presidency, I think the next step is make sure you're winning in your heart. And Alex, you look good, man. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you taking care of your health right now?
I actually look good. I've been working like 15 hours a day. I'm totally burnt out. I mean, I'm 15 in a couple months, man. I mean, what do you think? I really look good or I look like crap?
No, I've seen, dude, you and I have both looked like absolute crap at certain times in our career, at sometimes at the same time. But I think if you lose 10 pounds, we could all lose 10 pounds. So could I, actually. But I think you don't look tired anymore. Last time I saw you, you were stressed out, man, and you were tired, but you don't look stressed out anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I probably drank 10% of what I used to. I barely drink now. I got a tobacco problem.
Me too.
I quit smoking for 14 years and got back on cigars and stuff, and then it just goes downhill from there.
Oh,
I'm a total,
dude, me too. I don't drink anymore, but I smoke a cigar almost every
total
day.
Total tobacco addict. Well. And I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, I'm just really worried about the world and, you know, all the things that are going on. And I see the left as victims of the system, which they are. They want to be victims of the right wing. No, you're victims of the New World Order. And so I just want to reach out to everybody and just turn this around. I mean, I even see my enemies up close, you know, sometimes, and they're just so pathetic. And they're just on the wrong team, Elijah. So that's where I'm at. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you. I'm on your show next week, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. We're going to do a special. We're going to do an end of the world special. 100%.
What is that, next Wednesday or Thursday?
I'll ask your staff because I think they haven't fully scheduled it yet. So it'll be next week.
There's
going to
be a big show
the end of the week.
Dropping next Wednesday. I'll leave it at that. So,
yeah. Amazing. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to having you.
All right.
Yeah, no, and I'm looking forward. I want to say this to you guys. By the way, please don't forget, even if you're black-pilled, even if you feel like you've lost hope, it's not all about you. There are billions of other people who can be used for God's glory. Then it's not just white people. It's tons of Asians, black people. We need to wake everybody up and everybody to see God's kingdom.
No, anytime.
Go for those.
Thank you for joining us. Great point. Thank you for joining us. Elijah Shaffer. People can find him at Elijah Shaffer on Twitter and at slightlyoffensive.com. There you go. All right. I'm going to do 5 more minutes ahead of the next guest that takes over. And then at 3 p.m., Owen Schroyer will be hosting. Oh, sorry. He's in prison for free speech. The judge even said it in his sentencing document. I got a few final things that I do want to hit here before we end the transmission for today. But, yeah, things are getting very, very redonkulous. They're getting totally insane, and I'm just punch drunk at this point. I am absolutely, completely just, wow. It all came true, everything my grandfather told me. I had a lot of family that was dialed in, but man, my mom's dad, woo! Yeah, C.W. Hammond, man, that guy was way ahead of his time. So thank you, C.W. We'll be right back.
EU-US tension worries Kissinger. And are we going to lose our liberties in this country because everybody from Governor Frank Keating to Henry Kissinger are calling for Americans to start living another lifestyle, to give up liberty for security, is the Henry Kissinger and Governor Keating quote, and I'm hearing it all over the radio, television.
Kissinger was asked how to get the UN troops on American soil back in 91 in Evian, France, in front of the Bilderberg Group.
He said that we had an outside threat. The American people would beg for their world government to save them.
The alien threat scenario has been discussed by Kissinger and others.
Publicly, they've admitted they're going to use a fake alien attack.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form, for the first time in history, a truly global society of a new world order. That's what this is about.
All right, the great Drew Hernandez is set to take over here in a few minutes, but since we mentioned that famous Bilderberg quote that's been confirmed as accurate, here it is. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order, referring to the 91 LA riot. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, i.e. an extraterrestrial invasion, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world would plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Henry Kissinger. They tell you disease X is coming. That's the alien, the virus they've cooked up in a lab. All right, we've had quite a day. We've covered a lot of incredible information. Drew Hernandez is taking over here in a moment. We've got mystery wave of pneumonia all over Europe, talking about lockdowns, the UN calling for lockdowns. It's here. Admit they're doing it again. Just because you're informed, you think, well, they won't try that again. A lot of the public still is somewhat in a trance. No, they're trying it again, like I told you. And so we're here, and we're saying no to it. But I cannot stress to you enough how people are ready to be awakened, how their minds are fertile now. That's why the globalists bet everything on censorship, because if the truth gets out, it's game over for them. So please take the live feed at Infowars.com/show and band.video. Please take clips out of the show. Keep sharing it. Keep using it. Please get the video. In fact, I'm going to air it when we come back at the start of the next segment, and then we'll skip the network break so the great Drew Hernandez gets his time back. Boy, I love listening to him. What a firebrand, what a preacher, what a patriot, what a reporter, what an investigative journalist. We're going to air John Harmon's video he did. It's live on InfoWars. It needs to go mega viral. A message from the new world order. When we start the next segment, you'll see how powerful it is, because it's all real. It's not satire, as crazy as it sounds. And I want you to put it on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Get it out when we come back. And yes, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, X2 back in stock, selling out quickly, up to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and the ultimate 10-hour insane, highest quality ingredients, Turbo Force is back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not up to the globalists to shut us down. It's up to you if you don't support us. Turbo Force is amazing. We don't do the single packets anymore. It's in a canister. You get even more than before. It's got all the most expensive, powerful, amazing ingredients. Turbo Force. Of the three nootropics we've got, it is the Godzilla. Brain Force Ultra is the special forces. Brain Force Plus is the main army. But this is the Godzilla. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force back in stock. Survival Shield X2 back in stock. Down Out Sleep Aid back in stock. Vaso Beats back in stock. Ultra Trail back in stock. Up to 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not like the other fake Black Fridays and Cyber Weeks where they just increase prices 1 week, lower them the next. And then, you know, this is real free shipping, real double Patriot points, and real discounts. I want to thank you all for your support and get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, signed or unsigned. I want to thank you all for your support. The Great Awakening now, InfoWarsStore.com. Wow. Powerful transmission. Drew Hernandez coming up. But first, a message from the New World Order.
Welcome to the New World Order. This New World Order will be a new society and features lots of changes. This new society is great for some and not so great for others. In the New World Order, you will learn to love to live more modestly. You do not need to own things when you can simply lease them from your loving government-approved companies. We will transform our current pollution-ridden cities to something much more beautiful, and you will love it. Life in the New World Order will be up, different. In this new perfect world, cash will be illegal. Everyone will be issued a certain amount of global credits, which will be the only way you can buy and sell in the new society. These digital financial credits will also be tied to your social credit scores. Your credit scores will become your digital footprint and will be used to control your travel, what you can buy, where you can live, your energy usage, medical access. Everything you do will be in a government database. This is great. You will be issued more credits if you are good and promote our new system. Citizens will be given less global credits if they ever criticize the New World Order. If you are non-binary, a demented pedophile, can barely think, worship the devil, and help promote the New World Order, you will be greatly rewarded with extra credit each month. Since robots and AI will replace most jobs, you will have more time to play your favorite video games and watch more Netflix. This is so great. In the new society, parents will not be allowed to make decisions for their children. The government will raise your kids. Each child will be assigned a state-sponsored caseworker. These caseworkers will teach your kids that everything is racist, how to be queer or gender fluid, and teach them about all the different sex positions. If you object to your caseworkers teaching techniques, or if you object to the caseworker sleeping with your child, everyone in your family will be docked global credits, and your family could be relocated to a FEMA camp. Resistance is foolish. Meet Stacy. Stacy is one of our best caseworkers. Stacy could be in charge of one of your kids. How great would that be? In this new world order, it's important to follow the rules. Certain websites will be illegal.
Daddy, what is Infowars.com?
Bullcrap.
If you see something, say something. You as a citizen should report your neighbors if they aren't following the new rules. You have the power to make the world better. Caring, reporting, assisting. Progressive, C-R-A-P, which stands for crap. You too can be a piece of crap and will be greatly rewarded. As we see here, this man misgendered a man-lady. The police are dealing with him in the most fitting way. This offender seen here did not recycle his paper straws. If you don't like this, you will be sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Things will get so bad in our society. Your family will be begging for the new world order. You will need the government in order to survive. In this new utopia, if you do not comply with our new laws and regulations, our totally not corrupt federal and local judges will make sure that you are given the proper penalties. Jail, financial ruin, death penalty, anything is possible. As we all adjust to the new normal, it's important to remember that you do not matter. Do not complain about the hyperinflation. Do not complain about the higher taxes. And do not complain about Bill Gates' death panels. This is for the greater good. This is what I call happy making time. Let us all celebrate this new world order. The new world order. Please stay a while. We won't keep you for long. We'll keep you forever.
Forever. Forever. Forever.
You know, the interesting thing about this, you were to play this video 30 years ago, people would call you a conspiracy theorist. They'd call you crazy. They'd call you psychotic for believing in such things, that that could never happen, especially in the United States of America. But the interesting part about this video is it's pretty damn accurate. I mean, you could cite all kinds of quotes from Davos, the World Government Summit, all kinds of quotes from Bill Gates, all kinds of quotes from the climate change death cult. The interesting part about that video is that is a total reality in the world that we live in right now. And I really think, and I've been feeling this for a long time, is we're on the verge. See the writing on the wall absolutely everywhere. They've already shut down the world in 2020.
They've already rolled out their lockdown programs and they tested the world to see just how far they can get away with their authoritarian regime and their plans when they roll them out. I think everybody knows by now that 2020 and the lockdowns and the death jab mandates and locking people out of their jobs, it's crazy how in 2020, when the medical healthcare professionals were the heroes doing coordinated dances all over TikTok, like NSYNC, all gay, you know? Oh, then 2021 rolls around and now all of a sudden they became total villains. Why? Because they understood that the death jabs were a little too new. They understood that the death jabs being imposed on humanity was a little too early. And then they began to discredit the healthcare professionals that were the NSYNC coordinated gay dancers a year before. So you got to understand, and people need to understand, there is no siding with this New World Order. There is no siding with this globalist machine. There is no, for lack of a better term, turncoat, thinking that, well, if I just serve my master and I do as I'm told as a good citizen of the satanic cabal, then I'll get a pass. I'll get one of them little houses. You know, at least I'll get some bugs. At least I'll get some bugs. You know, in the New World Order, it's not even going to be like Venezuela. It's going to be worse. At least the Venezuelans are getting bread and bread lines. Old bread, old milk. You're not even going to get that, dude. The New World Orders are, they just straight up come out and you will eat the bugs. You're going to eat bugs. You're going to be crawling on the floor like a total desperate loser. You will own nothing, be totally happy about it. And if you're not, we'll just throw you in a concentration camp and incinerate you and you'll disappear forever. That's exactly what these people want to do. I mean, these FEMA camps, they already exist across the United States of America. I mean, the CCP is doing this right now as I speak. And you get these retarded woke gay corporations like Disney. They're like, oh, we're so anti-white supremacy. We're fighting white supremacy every day. We love black people. BLM in all of our movies. All they do is virtue signal and they're out there filming live action Mulan just miles away from a CCP internment camp. All right, dude. It's like, this is the simulation that we live in right now. This is the simulation that we find ourselves right now, 2023, in the United States of America and globally. But what I really wanted to talk about today, I found Alex and Roger Stone, every conversation they have, I'm always sitting there listening and I'm like, damn, man, these guys, Roger's just phenomenal. Obviously, Alex Jones is phenomenal. But one thing that stuck out to me was the conversation about what if. Are they really going to attempt to assassinate President Donald J. Trump? I know Tucker Carlson has been asking this question. Alex Jones has been asking this question. I'm pretty sure all the InfoWarriors are asking this question. I would be shocked if Trump is not asking himself this question. Now, we don't have these conversations because we're afraid. We have these conversations because we need to be prepared. I mean, look with what we have dealt with. Okay, Donald J. Trump, absolute superstar, beloved member in the United States of America of the media, pop culture, you name it, prior to 2015. All of a sudden, the man decides to run. He makes one comment. I would say the scale tipped. The scale tipped when he came down the escalator, gave the speech, and made it very clear that Mexico is not sending their best, that they're sending rapists, they're sending all kinds of criminals and serial killers and you name it, right? And then the mainstream media took that and they immediately ran with it and said, well, he just hates all Mexicans. He's saying that all Latinos across planet Earth are all rapists. You guys remember those days, right? We all remember those days. But this has been a very steady, and this has been a development of slander. This has been a development of weaponized intelligence agencies. This has been a development of absolutely false accusations to remove an accurately, a truthfully elected president of the United States. They took the Hillary Clinton campaign smear of Russia collusion and they transformed that because they went into damage control. The New World Order and the deep state, when they go into damage control, listen to this, okay? When you're dealing with the satanic cabal, you're dealing with the New World Order, and you're dealing with people that worship Lucifer,
And when they are absolutely, they operate in paranoia. That's why everything's a phobia. They operate in fear. They operate in paranoia. But when they go into damage control, that's when you really got to pay attention to these people. You should always be paying attention to this deep state cabal that we're dealing with worldwide, globally. But when they go into damage control, when they are fully paranoid and they are trying, pulling their hair out to make sure that they restabilize the matrix. Okay, when they have to restabilize the matrix, these people will do anything. Look what they did with JFK. Look what has happened to various other presidents and world leaders that resembled a sense of populism or freedom or nationalism that was not abiding by the New World Order. You get assassinated, you get taken out. I mean, don't even look at world leaders. Look at the United States of America. Look at the Clinton body count. Look how many people have gone down because they do not assimilate with the New World Order and the wishes of the deep state. I mean, for God's sakes, look at freaking Obama. This is just my own opinion. Look at Obama's chef just randomly is face down in the back of their island, their vacation island or whatever. Guys, you guys face down in like 3 to 5 foot, water. And people are saying, oh, he just wasn't a great swimmer. He just wasn't a great swimmer. There's all kinds of social media videos of this guy doing backstrokes, like a straight up Olympian with a six pack. Like, oh yeah, he just died. You know, no one's going to give you a pass. You don't get a pass. No one in the New World Order gets a pass. You may get a pass for a time. You may get a pass for a season. But at some point, they push further and further and further. That's Luciferianism. That's the occult. That's Satanism. It never stops. Sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice. And I'm not talking about godly, heroic, selfless acts of sacrifice. I'm talking about children. I'm talking about raping kids. I'm talking about what the occult gets into with all of their occult satanic rituals. I'm talking about all the rituals they commit to go after their political enemies or any of their enemies on planet Earth. I'm talking about how they sacrifice animals. I mean, just look at MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, and his satanic. Are they married? I don't know. Megan Fox, like, oh yeah, we drink each other's blood, but it's not a lot. It's not like we're like, oh my God, I want to drink your blood. It's like you drink human blood. Like, all right, dude, I'm talking about that. That's a beast, okay? That occult, satanic beast's hunger and appetite, it needs to constantly and always be fed with innocence, with humanity, with the blood of children, with the sacrifice of animals. They never stop. What the occult and their black magic. It's in Hollywood. It's in the music industry. It's in the education spaces. For God's sake, they're starting. I mean, you see all these reports where the satanic clubs, they're starting satanic clubs, elementary, K through 12. After school, come and learn about Satan. It's totally great, and you're definitely not going to get groomed. It's like, but Jesus is an offense, K through 12. You're not allowed to talk about God. You're not allowed to talk about the Ten Commandments, which we should. I am a Christ supremacist. I believe in the supremacy of Jesus Christ across the entire universe, across time itself. His word reigns supreme, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. People always come and I see these smears like on Twitter from leftists like, oh, Christian fascist, Christian nationalist, Drew Hernandez or whatever. I'm like, you know, that's not even based enough. You guys are weak. Let's go a little harder. Let's lean a little harder into that. I don't like the term Christian nationalist. I don't like the term Christian fascist. We need to go a little deeper than that. I am a Christ supremacist. I believe in the eternal reign of Jesus Christ forever. His word reigns supreme. Now, yesterday, now, and forevermore. All right? That's the crown I am willing to put on and die with. You want to know why? Because the eternal reign of Jesus Christ is inevitable. No matter what anybody says, no matter what kind of slander comes out of anybody's mouth, no matter what you do, you cannot prevent his coming. It's coming. He's coming. And ain't nobody going to stop that. No matter what you do, ain't nobody going to stop that. So I'm going to be able to enjoy. We're going to reign as kings in the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ at the end of the 7-year tribulation. Dude, we're going to experience a perfect, righteous government according to the Bible for 1,000 years. The perfect administration of Jesus Christ. And the born-again Christians will be right there to rule and reign and be and partake in that administration. You think the Trump administration is pretty spectacular. Just wait till we get into that 1K-year reign of Jesus Christ. That is the supremacy of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting because when you take a look at eschatology, I mean, even at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Jesus, the perfect administration that the world has ever seen, the perfect government that the world has ever seen, even then, Satan will be let out one last time at the end and deceive the nations. Millions of people will still join the occult, will still side with Lucifer and make war with the Christ one last time. And that's the end. They'll revamp the universe, toss them into the pit forever, great white throne judgment, you name it. But even then, people are still going to turn, which I find interesting. That's that. That is the callous. That is the callous. That is two sides there. That is the mastery of Satan. Okay, that is the mastery of Lucifer, an advanced fallen angel. Don't underestimate your enemy, but at the same time, that indicates the callous, hard heart of humanity. Experiencing Jesus face to face for 1,000 years, and those generations will go on to turn their back on them anyways, which I find not surprising, but it's pretty interesting. I mean, like I said, that's the mastery of Lucifer and the hardness of human hearts, even at that point. I say all that to say, that is why I am a Christ supremacist. I believe in the supremacy of Christ because it's coming eternally and it's here now. He's here now. Obviously, things are not stabilized, but this doctrine that's in me that saved my life eternally doesn't change. It doesn't change. It's been this way for thousands of years, and it goes on and it lives on. Why? Because his eternal word will not be defeated no matter what. So I leave you with that hope. And the reason why I say that is because, well, this brings us to the state of where we are now. How insane are things really going to have to get for the United States of America to finally wake up? I mean, we've seen TDS patient zero, Michael Rappaport, come out and say, well, voting for Trump is on the table. Very interesting. We've seen BLM leaders, founders of BLM organizations, and now come out on Fox News and say, well, now they're supporting Trump, and that he believes that a lot of black people are now supporting Trump. Some recent polls, I think it was one of the most prominent polls. I'm forgetting the name of it right now, but I think I took a look at it yesterday. One of the most prominent polls, I think Trump had 8% of the black vote post-2020 election, and now he's somewhere around 20 to 23%, which is a huge jump, a huge jump. That indicates to me that humanity is waking up. And this is why I've always said, well, America first is inevitable as well. And the reason why I say America first is inevitable is because look what they are doing. They are throwing anything and everything that they possibly can to take out a president that already proved that he could revive the American economy and revive the American dream. But that's why the deep state and the New World Order so aggressively went after Trump. Like I said, 2015, 2016, all of the slander, which is typical of the slander that they will target a political opponent at, but then they took it to a campaign smear and led that into the Russia collusion hoax, the false impeachment narratives. And then that one failed. And then they went into the Ukraine. Trump abused his power, so we got to remove him from office. Another false abuse of power accusation for an impeachment. That was another hoax. And then the big one. They were unsuccessful on all of those fronts. And then they launched the bioweapon from Wuhan. That's my opinion. You're allowed to have an opinion, I guess. And the timeline is very similar to now. The timeline is very similar to now. Towards the tail end, during the holidays of 2019, what did we start to see? All of this propaganda, all these social media videos of Chinese people out of China in their houses, locked down, eating bats. They're blaming the COVID spread. We started to hear of the rise of a new SARS virus coming out of China. And now China went into lockdown 2019, around the end of November, December. We started to hear horror stories of the Chinese welding their citizens in apartment buildings. people dying in there. They're going into total lockdown because it is a total biohazard. It was like a movie, remember? And then you fast forward to January, February, Trump had to shut down immigration, I guess we can say, or travel from China to the United States in an attempt to put a stop to this bioweapon. And then they blamed him for being xenophobic and hating Chinese people, right? And then you fast forward to around March. That was it. Spread across the world, the bioweapon was effective. It shut down the world economy. It shut down the United States. And that was the ultimate target, in my opinion. The ultimate target was America was doing too well. America was pulling way too far ahead of the CCP and all of her enemies because of Donald J. Trump. So they had to launch the bioweapon. They shut down the American economy. That was the first thing to go with the lockdowns. 14 days to stop the spread turned down to be what? 2.5 years? Two and a half years? I think they psyoped Trump into that. I think they put people like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci around Trump in these White House press briefings. I think the swamp infiltrated because ultimately that's when they started to really push the mass mail-in ballot with the ballot harvesting as well. And obviously they utilized that for the election year, and we know how the story ends there. See, you're not even allowed to tell this story because now the feds will come after you if you believe that the 2020 election was rigged or there were nefarious practices going on that led to illegitimate results, no matter how you say it, right? And then even after that, they go after the Trump orbit. They got Jenna Ellis up there just crying like a baby in front of the judge. They start going after everyone in Trump's orbit. 2016, they did the same thing. They went after Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, you name it. Now they're doing the same thing post-2020 after J6, going after Alex Jones, everyone, all of Trump's lawyers that were trying to fight for election integrity. They never sleep. They never stop. Now with massive amounts of indictments slammed on Trump and anyone in his legal orbit in 2020 fighting for election integrity, people are losing their freedoms. We got Owen Schroyer in a political gulag. Pray for his safety and his safe passage home. Owen will be home very soon, mid-December. But guys, this is far beyond real. And now they're talking about going after all of Trump's followers on Twitter? That's you. This is going far beyond Alex Jones, Roger Stone, or anybody else, or Trump. We'll be right back. After January 6th, they wasted no time. After January 6th, they wasted no time with that operation because it ultimately led to a lot of new terminology. We went straight into Trump supporters, right-wingers, alt-right thought, I guess leaders is what they'll call, you know, show hosts or people on social media that have platforms. We went, and just you, even viewers, we went right straight into, like I said, right-wing domestic terrorists. We went straight into the FBI, the DOJ designating. I mean, that's why they had Joe Biden up there saying mega Republicans is a threat to democracy, but not Republicans who are our friends. Yeah, cucks like Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell. Yeah. Of course, they're your friends. They're all part of the same team. It's the Uniparty. Don't be deceived. But there's a reason for that. I think for the past, what, 3 years, we can say now, the past 3 years, we've been hearing all of this terminology for a reason. You continue to tell the lie. You make the lie bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and people begin to believe it. That's the art of propaganda. You just continue to plant those thoughts in the minds of people. So eventually they hear it so much. And then, well, we are the ones that are to be trusted. It's the fact checkers. It's the Facebook fact checkers, which I guarantee you are probably feds. I mean, big tech is so infiltrated by feds, it'll make your head spin. We've seen that's what happened with Twitter. Apparently there's now Google files that have come out with YouTube as well. And we've heard some leaks from whistleblowers, Facebook as well, that the government, there's been lawsuits over this stuff with the FBI having a little too much of an influence when it comes to Facebook, especially with the Hunter Biden laptop story. A lot of people got red-pilled with that. The point is this, with a lot of these government psyops, and when I say the word psyop, I mean it in the literal sense, psychological operation to get the public to believe something that they want you to believe that's not reality, so they can control your destination. So they can control your fate, so they can control your actions, so they can control your thought process, so they can control the direction of your entire life. the purpose of these psychological operations. It's to hide something or to get you on a path that they want you to be on that's not actually reality, to divert you from the truth. And this is why we use these references like red pill, pulling people out of the matrix, getting people outside of the simulation, because we live in a simulation. Exactly what we've been dealing with. And that's why they've been designating us as right-wing domestic terrorists, mega Republicans, threats to democracy, because of the words that we say, because of the things that we believe, which 100% of the time are just straight up traditional American patriot nationalist views of being an American. But they've demonized that for a reason. That's the PSYOP. That's what the New World Order has done. That's what the cabal has done. They do this to the commies. They do this to the Marxists. They do this to the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab on the universities. They do it through the arts and culture, Disney, music, you name it. That's what cultural Marxism, that's what the idea is. Infiltrate every single influential institution in a city, in a country, in a civilization, in a town to warp the minds of those people to control their futures. You see, now, I mean, that's quite literally what we're dealing with, which is a cult. You see, but this has been systemic. They've been systemically doing this. Well, they've been running around saying, George Floyd, racism, everything's gay. Everything has to be black and gay. That's everything now. Well, they've been running around with their little commie fists in the hair. We apologize, guys. Quick little connectivity issue, but let's get straight back into it. As I was saying, I think it's pretty clear. I think it's pretty clear the direction that they are going to continue to go in. And I mean, if you're an info warrior, you know exactly how this goes. I mean, Alex has been, you know, teaching the audience for a very long time. They like to put out what their plans are, and they preemptively will come out and just straight up tell the world what they plan to do. And you have to look at the actions of the past. You have to look at the operations of the past. So with all of this propaganda that's been going on, with all of these psyops that have been going on, they are reworking. I think when they ran their operations in 2020, I think they got a good gauge to be able to see how they need to recalibrate things, what we did right, what we did wrong, how we could do it better when we launch a seriously deadly pathogen. And I think that's exactly why you are going to see, and we're already seeing it. It almost feels like deja vu, doesn't it? It almost feels like deja vu, doesn't it? Where have I seen before, at the end of a year, right before the election, some kind of unknown illness gets launched in China and all these Chinese people are in hospitals and now it's an unknown mystery pneumonia where it's hitting all these little kids, it's hitting the elderly, it's hitting everybody. And you're seeing it all over again. Here we are, just a month out from the 2024 election, and it almost feels like it's happening all over again. You see, this is where the psyops come in, because now I think you have totally lost your mind if you think that this can't happen again. Now, obviously, this is why we want to get ahead of it. This is why we want to sound the alarm. This is why we want to warn humanity and say, do not comply, do not capitulate, never again. Never again with the lockdowns, never again with the mandates, never again, at least in this country. And if you're watching worldwide, wherever your home is, that should be the war cry of your nation as well. Because these people are preparing. Now they're emboldened. They know exactly what they need to do. They're already rolling it out of China. And you got the Biden administration coming out, and they're already meeting with pharmaceutical companies. And they're preparing without saying there's something really crazy out of China. They do this low-key behind the scenes. I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but I predict probably maybe February, beginning of March, we're going to see a spread again. I think that's where we're going, guys. And like I said, this is why we got to get ahead of it, because we know what they've done. We know what their plans are. They've done it in 2020. So now as we move forward, it's an election year again. Like I said, it kind of feels like deja vu, doesn't it? And they'll roll out the mass mail-in ballots, because they want to rig the election. That's the end game, because they hate you and Trump. Will the deep state assassinate Donald Trump? I think that's a legitimate question to ask right now. I'm not calling for it, not saying I want it. Obviously, I want the man to become the president. But look how aggressively these people have gone after him to discredit him, to take him out of office, which they were successful in doing. In my opinion, I believe that the swamp ended up draining Trump. If you believe that the election was rigged, that's exactly what happened. And that's why I found it interesting earlier when Roger Stone said Trump has got a totally different mindset going back in. He knows that it's game time. But I would like to see if by some miracle Trump wins this 2024 election. And I mean, it's going to require a miracle. Because, I mean, these people are they have proven, their track record is proven to do absolutely anything and everything to keep him out of office. That's why they've got these indictments that they've launched on Trump and anyone in his political orbit. That's the future of all of us, guys. That's the future of every single one of us. Look at these recent reports. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen it, but I got to talk about it to tie it in, because now they're going after Trump's followers on Twitter and on X. If you liked his account, if you liked one of his tweets, if Trump retweeted you, which I have various Trump retweets, a lot of us do in the space, but you don't even, it doesn't even matter. They're just going after the followers on the account. And of course, they're going to tie that to January 6th, and they're going to lace that and thread it together to prove, we'll see, this is how a riot was incited. And then they're going to probably stick that on Elon next, because he's the front man of Twitter, which, by the way, I found it interesting yesterday that Elon blew up with that viral clip of him telling, you know, in the context of the question, it was Bob Iger, but it's the advertisers that Elon believes are trying to blackmail him to get him to tone it down and to stand down. And he just basically told them to F off. Found it interesting that that clip went viral the same day that this report came out that the feds, via a search warrant, successfully obtained Donald J. Trump's account and Twitter. The new Twitter, X, handed it over to the feds. So that kind of got swept under the rug, which, take that for what it is. I don't know. You take that and you believe what you want with that one. I just found that kind of sus. I don't know, guys. It was kind of weird to me. Everyone's praising Elon for telling advertisers to F off if they don't want to advertise. But the same day, the report comes out that X handed over Trump's account to the feds. Well, there you go. That's just great, isn't it? But like I said, I mean, the actions of people are going to show you just exactly who they are. And I would not be surprised if they go after Trump, they go after his family. And I'm not saying that Trump should be operating in fear. I'm not saying that he should be operating in caution. He should be operating, sleeping with one eye open. And I'm not calling for any of this. I'm just looking at the actions of what Trump's, the reality of Trump has been, and the reaction to him and the reactive, this negative reactive, this satanic reaction, because this man stands for the United States of America, which is taking a stance against the global cabal. Putting America first stands in the way of the global New World Order. Whether that's your intention to be that or not, that's what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing. So, I mean, like I said, look at history. Look at all the intel that's come out with JFK. Look how the deep state weaponized. They blew a president's brains out on live television. That's what the deep state is capable of doing, guys. They have done that already. That same deep state is fully operational today, and I would argue is probably even worse. Now, how much more worse can it get than that? That's pretty damn bad. That's the point. And they're even more unhinged today. They're even more weaponized today. Look at the FBI. Look at the feds. Look at the DOJ. Like I'm saying, I'm not calling for this. I'm just saying we need to pray for the safety of President Donald Trump. We need to pray for the safety of his family, because, I mean, we are watching satanic, demonic manifestations in real time. In real time. So I call on all the info warriors. I call on all the Christians out there. Be praying for the safety of Trump, because I think this has to be talked about. I mean, look at all the reports that are coming out. I think it was Business Insider. I believe it was Business Insider. If I have that wrong, team, please, you know, fact check me on that. But I believe it was Business Insider puts out the reports, a hypothetical fantasy of if Trump dies. And throughout the whole report, there's like six, they mention it like six times. Well, if Trump dies this, if Trump dies that, well, if Trump dies, this happens. If Trump dies, well, that will happen. It's like, gee, I wonder what they're trying to do. It's like, gee, I wonder what they're trying to activate in the public. Oh, they would love that, wouldn't they? They're talking about the death of Trump before the 2024 election even goes down. We got to talk about this stuff. And listen, I know that Trump is advanced, very smart. I know the Secret Service around Trump, I would like to believe, is loyal to the president in the United States of America. But however, we live in a time of infiltration. We live in a time of traitors. We live in a time of serious treason against the United States of America. In this 2024 election, I know this gets said about every single election, that this is the most important election of our time. I would reiterate that, but I wouldn't say just for America, for the world. Because this is going to set the precedent. This is going to set the example for future freedom-loving citizens that desire to be in publicly elected positions to govern future presidents, future prime ministers, for anyone that wants to stand up and simply say no to globalism or the New World Order. This is how they will deal with you. This is how you will be dealt with right now in this modern age. Trump is the playbook. Alex Jones, InfoWars is the prototype. Everyone that's been hit right now from 2015 to this very moment today. Roger Stone is the prototype, is the playbook. Everyone that's been hit in the Trump orbit. Like I said, look at what they've done to Giuliani. Look what they've done to Jenna Ellis, totally cucked out, sitting there crying in front of the deep state. Please, Trump is bad. I just like DeSantis. Please. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. But like I said, these people are willing to go to the very ends of the earth to preserve their power. That's what this is all about. It's all about power and control. Power and control over nations. Power and control over minds. Power and control over humanity. Power and control over children. Power and control over families. Power and control over the hearts of many. This is why they want to play God. They want to play God. They want a total surveillance state. And they're accomplishing that. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the viral clips coming out of Ireland with their government officials. Some stupid woke white lady stands up there and she's like, well, you know, legislation and laws is always about restricting freedom. It's for the greater good. It's for the common good. That is the anthem of the New World Order. The anthem of the New World Order is for your safety's sake, for your safety and your security's sake. Sacrifice your freedoms and we will protect you because you can't protect yourself intellectually, physically, no matter which way you think about it. You need Big Brother to monitor you, to chaperone you, to think for you because it's a scary world out there. And there's a bunch of white supremacists and alt-right MAGA Republicans. They're out there and they're going to get you. They're going to get you. You're going to read something online and it's going to get you. You know what? They're actually kind of right in a sense. Hey, Drew, what are you talking about? You are going to come across a red pill. The NPCs out there, the mindless, useful idiots out there, they will come across something I say, something Alex says. Anyone, Owen Schroyer, you name it. They will come across something and it will get them. It will get to them. It will eat at their heart. It will eat at their minds. And a red pill will get in. The seed will be planted. They get pulled out of the matrix. The simulation will fall apart. All the digital screens around them will start flickering and shattering and falling to pieces. And then they see the actual world around them. There's no going back from there. And they're kind of right when they say, well, yeah, they just defined it as right-wing extremism and MAGA Republicans and threats to democracy. They're going to get you. They're going to get you. Yeah, we are. The freedom movement is going to get you. We are going to red pill the world. We are going to Christ pill the world. Freedom will always win, man. We've been made in the image of God. We have been engineered. We have been spiritually engineered by God in his image. And we have free will. And that spirit of freedom, it's always going to rise no matter where humanity finds itself. Whether there's some kind of, you know, galactic authoritarian regime, if we somehow colonize Mars one day, and you get some intergalactic, you know, authoritarian psycho up there. Human beings will rise against that too. Whether it's here, planet Earth, or somewhere in the universe, there will always be a voice. There will always be a movement. There will always be a revolution for freedom. That's you and me right now in this age. So what are you going to do? All right. War Room comes up right after this. Love every single one of you guys. I'll see you guys on the next one. Don't go anywhere.